welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Yeah. Phone number 866-901-ADAM. I'd like to talk to you guys today. I know. It's been a little while. I like to just chat. I do, you know, the easiest thing I can do, the easiest part of the show is just answering phone calls. We always say we want to do more of it. We never seem to get to it.
Adam's on the phone.
I love that woman.
I miss her.
I do, too. Def Rat Guy going to be on the program today. He's got himself a gig tomorrow night over at the Hooters out here in Hollywood. Let's say it's the Highland. It's the one off of right by Kimmel's, right, on Hollywood Boulevard?
Yes, a little east of Highland. On Hollywood, on the south side of the streets. It's a pledge function, a rush function.
I will be there.
As will I.
As will you?
Yeah, I'm going.
As will I.
Dave, how say you?
Oh, I'm in.
You say yay?
Yes.
Fantastic.
I'm gonna, in fact, as a matter of fact, you know, usually when speaking, people who can hear have somebody signing on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do the opposite. He's...
Oh, right. Oh,
he's disabled, so I'm going to help him out, you know.
Fantastic.
With the hosting of this event.
Well, we'll look forward to that. And Dave's jerk report, jerk list is coming up.
I'm seething right now.
We got Pierce Morgan. Is it Pierce or Pierce?
Pierce.
It's Pierce.
And that's how he spells it.
Oh, okay.
Strangely enough.
Uh-oh.
Right, but... Okay.
What did we talk about last time?
I'm not mad at you, Breska. But I'm now going into year 12 of trying to get this message across, but I can't do it.
I've heard you say, just spell the name the way it would normally be spelled.
Well, the trouble started many years ago when I do Loveline, and what they would do when we did the TV show is they would hold up a cue card behind the camera, and it would just say... the person's name is Guy, and it'd just say line one, except for Guy
is Guy
spelled his name in a crappy weird way. So then I would sit there and I would go, we got Guy, and then I'd punch the phone up and I'd go Guy, and he'd go, it's Guy
Ozzy,
yeah, and then it would seem weird, like I couldn't read. Because it seemed like I didn't know how to read Guy. But then he'd spell his name in a weird way. And I always say, they'd always go, that's how he spells it. That's how he spells it. This is the trouble with this, by the way. That's people and their weird spellings. And I would always say, well, I don't care how he spells it because it's not written anywhere. I'm just trying to pronounce it. So we'll just write it how someone would spell it. Now, this name's a little bit weird, Pierce.
Right. And the thing is, we talked about this last time, is... You also wanted it the way it phonetically sometimes, and it
sometimes.
Seemed like
I'm
getting two different messages.
Right, right. Except for I've always made this part clear, which is first names just need to be spelled how first names are spelled.
But that's his first name and how it's spelled.
Okay. Well,
let's push
forward.
P-I-E-R-S.
The good news is you're fired.
I'm learning that there's just certain things cannot be remedied.
Let go.
I'm just going to let go. I know this is how he spells it. Nobody else spells it this way, and it's hard to tell that his name is Pierce by looking at it this way, but
right,
I know
but
it's how he spells
another
it.
Another time, like a Desiree, I forget who it was.
He gave you the exact same note.
No, you be quiet,
yeah.
Teresa.
Teresa, how do you know so much, by the way?
Do we talk about this outside of this room?
No,
I overhear this conversation every time.
No. Dave, are you confused?
Figure, Teresa's going to side with Adam and not me. That's shocking.
I love you. You're both pretty.
Dave, do you have any idea what's going on, Dave Damashek?
Not really. I was just contemplating, as a matter of fact. If I didn't have any integrity, I would allow you to give me like $20 and I would put Brusca on the jerk list. but I'm not for sale. Unlike Kyle the intern, who is, when it's bitch bag time.
All right.
Back to the point is, other times you've told me to write it phonetically when the person, like a Desiree or I forget who it was. So I did that, and then you said, no, that name I know you can... I can't read your mind. You said,
right.
That name I know you can write that the way it's spelled. So now I write this one the way it's spelled, and that's not good. So there
right.
is two different messages given. And if you want, I can go get the tape.
Well, I don't know that you would want that.
Was it on the air?
I don't believe that you would want that. All right. But Teresa, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
How do you know what I'm talking
because
about?
Because I'm a good listener.
What do you think I'm saying?
Here's what you're saying. Desiree, who came in here, the one that stalked Colin Farrell, has a crazy spelling to her name. And all you need to see when you're reading it is the regular traditional spelling of Desiree.
Why?
So that you can say Desiree's here and not get confused.
Right.
As opposed to, you need to, now I know it's spelled 100 different ways. Adam would like it just written the most standard way so that when he looks at it, he knows that the guy's name is Pierce. Right?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Well, now, I have to tell you, she said that very clearly. Maybe it wasn't said clearly to begin with.
But then how did she understand it?
I just overheard the conversation a couple times.
Did you get that, Dave?
That if it's a normal name with an unusual spelling, go with the normal spelling. Is the point.
Okay,
yes.
Well,
Desiree,
now, did you just gather that from what Teresa said?
No, I've heard you speak of this before. But
more
I don't think
once.
It's Brusca's. But I don't think it is Brusca's responsibility. I don't think he's the one doing that. Are you?
No, I wrote that in there.
Okay. No. Well, no, but he might have to convey it even if he's not the one who's doing it.
Well, here's the question going forward for today. I question, the guy's name is spelled Piers.
He's British.
As in peer group, Piers.
P-I-E-R-S, as in multiple peers.
That's right, and that's the other thing, the reason why I put it that way is because it could be Piers instead of Pierce.
So it's pronounced Pierce is what you're saying.
Well, we should find that out before we put it on a card.
Well, if it is Pierce, then it should be spelled like Pierce, but if it is Piers, then it should be spelled this way.
That's what I'm asking. Is it spelled as in Piers?
Well, this argument only pertains to Brusca if, in fact, his name is pronounced Pierce.
Do you know how it's pronounced?
I do not.
Well, that's the first problem.
All right. Well, then we'll have to...
Brusca, please don't put me in the bitch bag.
Now, listen, Brusca, here's where the park is.
He does a great job.
This is maybe offense from Teresa number 15 towards me, and this is the least... The least offense out of the other 15.
I love Brusca. He's one of the best bosses I've ever had.
So this is a 3. But now, here's where it gets confusing. We never had to deal with this when I did Loveline on MTV. That was only just first names, and yet 320 shows into it, season number 4, I still went through the same thing, and it was always the same answer. That's how he spells his name would always be parroted back to me whenever I said, I can't pronounce that name.
But a crazy name like this is it's a case-by-case basis. A crazy name like this, I mean...
Well, now this has another layer to the... 7-layer bean dip that we're ingesting here, known as Pierce Morgan or Piers Morgan, which is, if his name is Piers, then this is absolutely correct.
Line 1's got an answer, apparently.
The confusion, here's the confusion, too. The confusion we have, Brusket, is last names phonetically. Okay. You see what I'm saying?
Now, you want the last names phonetic.
Yeah, I know it. You think I'm changing my story up and going many. I'm not. I've never changed it. Last names phonetically because those are not familiar. It's hard to tell.
That's fine.
Hard to tell.
All right. This is the first time hearing of this, though. There's a difference between the first name and last name. There's a new thing.
But when you say with me, with the indignity, when you say, hey,
clear.
This is the first time I'm hearing of it, it doesn't mean I haven't said it 3 times.
It means you
were tuned out.
No, that's not true.
Does anyone want to jump in here?
He has a lot of responsibilities. He's juggling a lot of things.
Don't backpedal, Teresa. You're already on the bitch bag. So you might as well just keep going cold ripping me.
Really?
Yeah. And you know what else? I got a lot of $10 bills, and I don't know what to do with them.
Well, to be fair, Brusca is hard of hearing through no fault of his own. Sometimes I spend a little time in there.
I see. Well, could you just pick a favorite side so at least we could have one good ear?
You're the one talking about... ingesting Piers. I don't know what you're up to.
John?
Yeah.
John knows that it's pronounced Piers.
Am I on?
Yes.
Quiet, please.
All right, hold on a second. Now, is anyone seeing the screen here? Piers, not Piers?
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you, it just keeps getting deeper and deeper.
Well, I thought I would make Teresa's jerk list by calling in and correcting her spelling of peers. She was talking about peers as in someone who's your equal, and she spelled
it
P-I-E-R-S.
No, I said peers as in Santa Monica peer, P-I-E-R-S.
Oh, maybe I thought I misheard you then.
Oh, I see. So you don't know how the name is pronounced.
I have no idea how the name
is. All right.
I happen to know from Angie, the producer, that it is pronounced Piers.
Piers.
Yes. Whether it's like the thing in the water or you're equal.
So now this is two different spellings.
This is fine. Now you can spell it this way.
All right, look, can we move on with the show then?
Well, I would have liked to have moved on 10 weeks ago with the show, but we're getting back to this. All right, I will. Okay.
But in the end, it's right? That's how you pronounce it.
This is how you pronounce it. Pierce. Yes, yes.
All right, so let's move on.
Ron?
Yep.
Except that now, though, there was some consideration that we had Pierce Brosnan coming on the show.
That would have been nice.
Yeah.
Ron?
Yep.
How say you?
Very well. How say you?
Good. Why did you call?
I'm bothered by the fact that when Kimmel sat in for you while you were having your baby, he messed with the content of the show by criticizing how Damashek listed his jerk report.
Yes, thank you.
I think Damashek was doing a good job.
That's very timely. Both those kids are in junior college right now.
Listen, this isn't the first time this has come up.
He's also got a comment about the Berlin Wall falling.
Yeah. All right. So, Ron, we appreciate it.
Thank you, Ron.
The Pittsburgh Penguins speaks again.
I had another uncomfortable conversation with my wife about our kids probably not going to a four-year university yesterday. I always cite myself and then her, and I put the emphasis on her as a glaring example of nature, nurture. These kids are four-year material, and she always gets upset about it.
Yeah, little JC is a step up from the parents, right?
Yes. Progress. I don't know what she thinks is going on.
Your wife seems very smart to me. I don't know why you would say that. What?
Not very smart. Well, look, we can't all be geniuses. I mean, let's face it.
Yeah. So, and when you were in high school, you didn't go on to college, but some of your peers did.
That's right.
There are many kinds of intelligence.
Yeah. Move late, get out of mom's house.
Well, I got to say, I was off to a good start in the ninth grade, and then you know, I started getting on the weed and drinking, you know, peer pressure.
Right. Right, of course. Started hanging out at the Pierce, smoking.
Yeah. Got my ear pierced. Oh, wait a minute. All right, let's move forward here. Bruska's, I'm sure he has some choice things for us off the air.
No, just for me.
Oh, no.
Oh, I can do it on the air if you want.
Do it on the air.
Well, in the end, Pierce, P-I-E-R-S, was correct.
The point is not whether it's correct or not.
I understand. Listen, here's the thing. Now I'm clear because you said, because the mixed message I got was, do it phonetically. I didn't know that was just for the last name. I thought that was also for the first name.
It was said a few times.
No, when I started doing phonetically the first name, then you said, do it the way it's normally spelled. So it wasn't when a person's name is a weird name, do it phonetically or the way it should be spelled. It wasn't clear. There's a couple of different instructions for a first name, for a last
name. I'm going to get you out of this bind. You work so hard at this job that you're oftentimes multitasking after the show or even between breaks when these discussions go down. Your head is in a computer and you're working on other things.
Yeah, I'm moving on to the next thing that we got to worry about that no one else has to worry about.
And
I'm not a good listener to begin with,
Right. But to say they were not stated clearly is an untruth. You could say I was working very hard, which is a viable excuse when these things were clearly stated.
So here's a good way to say, Dave is a good listener. Dave, what is the instruction now on how I should do these names?
I would argue and say that Dave, although is able to use both ears, has his face buried in the computer.
I completely know what the story
is. Most of the time, too, but you know, too. Yes.
What is it?
I know absolutely what the story is.
So tell me clearly so I know for the future.
Well, are we really going to take up another 4 minutes of the show with this?
3 minutes, and then we got to go to break.
He doesn't know.
If it is a normal name.
Right.
And they have an unorthodox spelling to that strange name. If, for instance, your name, Jimmy, is spelled G-H.
Right. I understand that point.
Right. Then spell it like it's normally spelled.
Okay. And what about the last name?
J-I-M.
And what about the last name?
Phonetically.
That's it. That's done.
You got it.
Well, how can you lose with that combination?
That's fine, but
okay.
I
should have said something.
Because in the past you've said make the names on a last. It might have been a first name or last name. I don't know. Just you did say make the name just phonetic. So that's when I started doing phonetic, and then you said, but the first name You don't have to do phonetic.
How do you spell phonetics? And another thing is, I think Bruska
needs
some
love. But that's what it was.
That's why during the break, I'm going to give his son his ear.
It was the note that make it phonetic for these names. And you never, that one time, you never differentiated the last name and the first name is different.
Except for when Desiree was in here a month ago.
Man, that's just tease.
All right. Get that ear over here, Bruska.
We'll take a break. Def Rack Guy coming up. Also, we're going to play a spirited round of Rich Man, Poor Man.
Wow.
Now, for those of you who've missed it because we haven't played it in a little while, these are things that rich people and poor people share, but the middle class doesn't really participate in. I was came up with this over at Kimmel's some years back. I was thinking, if you have an outdoor shower, you're either filthy rich or dirt poor. Same with any kind of durable good out in the yard. If you have a washer and a dryer and it's outside, either it's in the pool cabana or it's just something to sit on the front lawn. Or, you know, you got a raccoon living in it on the front porch. But the middle class does not have any such thing. They just have it inside, if at all. So these are things rich people have, poor people. And this is an onion that you can just keep peeling. We're going to throw in our own, and we ask you to toss in some of yours, too. 866-901-ADAM. We'll be right back with Rich Man, Poor Man after this.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show. Right now on the Adam Carolla Show, a spirited round of Rich Man, Poor Man.
These are things that rich people and poor people have in common.
Smoking cigarettes in the house.
Mm-hmm. The super rich, they have smoking rooms. And then the poor people will give their toddler drag off their Winston.
Call 866-901-ADAM. Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Yeah, rich man, poor man, 866-901-ADAM. A few of the oldies but goodies just to get everyone caught up. Driven to the airport. Rich guys are driven by chauffeur. Poor people, like the Carollas, actually, we don't drive family members to the airport. We drive them to the shuttle, to the park and ride in the Van Nuys airport, in which case they take the shuttle to the Burbank airport, which then takes them out to Long Beach and out to John Wayne and out to Whiteman Field in Sun Valley, in which case they catch a van to LAX where they're ultimately leaving. You think I'm kidding, but the Carollas, my mom, when she leaves from LAX, takes her car to Van Nuys Airport, then gets on a shuttle and drives across town to another airport known as LAX, where ultimately she departs. Unclear whether she gets in the plane or just drives along next to it in the van as it crosses the country. But, yes, it was always a big deal for the Carollas when someone was returning from, who's going to pick them up? Well, when are they coming home? Well, they're coming home at noon on Wednesday. Geez, I work. Well, can you talk to somebody about getting out of? Literally, we would have these conversations all the time. Of course, I would just overhear them because I was nine, and I would hear people arguing back and forth. Well, could you quit your job and come? If I knew what I knew now, I would have screamed. I would have stood up on the picnic table, kicked all the chinette aside, and screamed, would one of you cheap bastards take a goddamn cab? Do I have to go bust my piggy bank?
You know why you're good at this game? This brings up a good point, is because you have been both the rich man and the poor man.
Thank you. That is true.
You grew up in the poor man house.
Yes. Yes.
Now you're living in the state.
Spending the day in the pajamas.
Yes.
I like that
one. Something
a
poor person does and a rich person does. No wallet. You either have the silver money clip or you just have your bills wadded up in the pocket of your sweatpants. The juniors, the seniors, the thirds, a lot of that is super poor and super rich guy stuff. Cocktail before noon.
Yeah.
More rich and poor stuff. The list goes on and on, but we want to hear about yours. Dave, you had a good one.
I was very pleased with this one that I came up with is insurance fraud. You know, like, you know, the poor man dumps his beater car into the lake or has his chums do it and collects on the, you know, the couple $1,000s.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, you know, then you kill your spouse because she's worth a lot of loot. You know,
yeah,
she's worth millions, you bump her off.
Spousal abuse in general, I mean, that whether it's the rich doctor who loads right. the syringe, you know, spikes the syringe with something yes. off yeah, his right. wife to take Sonny off Von with the Bulo. Mistress. Yeah, or it's just that sort of dirtbag couple where they dig up, you know, faking your own death is a good rich man, poor man one, too. Which, by the way, I don't know if I nullify it by talking about it there, but I'm days away from doing, by the way, days, possibly less. Teresa, you got anyone? Yeah. Dave, you have another?
Oh, go ahead, Dave.
Well, I just came up with another one, which is arranged marriages.
Yeah.
You get, like, if you're destitute, like in India, you know, you marry the girl from the village who you've never met before.
Right.
And then rich people, it's like, well, you know, the parents of, you know, Devin Thrillington think that it's a good idea if he were to marry Tabby Bennington.
Right.
You know, it's a power couple.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not arranged in terms of you've never met, but it is arranged right. in terms of these are the most powerful two families in Pennsylvania.
It'll be good for the family.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Right.
Well, I have one that maybe pertains to rich girl, poor girl, although it could be both. Mm. In the world of fashion, couture down the runway, a lot of exotic fabrics, python, ostrich feathers, mm-hmm. Bjork turns up in a swan outfit. A lot of also exotic fabrics worn amongst the homeless, like plastic and cardboard.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's
unusual
one.
Fabrics.
Unusual fabrics
innovative
worn.
Fashion techniques.
Yes. Yeah. And then also, your teenagers live away from home. If you're rich, they're at boarding school. If you're poor, they're in foster care.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of this does come back to the family. Steve has one that I'm confused by, but go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, if you have a big, giant opening in your living room ceiling where you can see outside, you're either rich or you're really, really poor.
Right.
Like a skylight.
You have a big dome that lets the light in over the master dining room, or there's just
the
a gaping
refrigerator
hole.
Box that you live in out on the street is open
yeah,
to the sky.
Yeah, or the hole in your ceiling where the swamp cooler used to be.
Well, that's a good look when they've removed the swamp cooler from the top. The swamp cooler, for those who don't know what a swamp cooler is, it does not condition the air, but it does make a soothing noise that makes you think of cool thoughts. It really doesn't do anything. It's like, it just... And really, you could achieve the same effect during a hot summer night if a guy just stood next to you while he tried to sleep and just went... And occasionally... The air is no cooler. It moves around.
I was wondering what those were, because they were at Home Depot when every fan in town was gone. There were two swamp coolers available, and I thought, these things can't be good.
Yeah, I never lived in a house with air conditioning, but at a certain point, and this is what you do when you're poor and you're stupid. I lived in a house in North Hollywood that cost $15,000 new, as I've said many times, with no hyperbole here. Not bought pre-World War I or pre-World War II or just after the Great Depression or anything. Bought in 1975 by my father in North Hollywood for $15,000. Originally, I thought it was $17,500, but my dad pointed out to me that he sold it for $17,500 in 1979. There was, in fact, $15,000. Now, people go, oh, that was a long time ago. It wasn't that long ago that houses were free at that point. I mean, you know, it wasn't like, well, gas was 29 cents a gallon. No, gas was $1 a gallon. It was, everything was cheaper, but $15,000, that meant a regular house was $90,000. Dirt driveway, pile of crap, sort of A-frame, 900 square feet. My dad, at a certain point, bought because it was blistering hot in there. Never did buy the window mount air conditioner that would have, in fact, conditioned the air and cooled the place. He bought this thing from Sears that was a big tin rolling box.
That's what I saw at the Home Depot.
It was the size of a mini refrigerator, although it had the painted on wood grain, so it was very attractive on the sheet metal. You would open the hatch in the bottom and fill it with water right. and ice, and then you would turn on the squirrel cage wheel type cooler, and it would just run. But of course the water would run out immediately, or the water would immediately just be the temperature of the room, and we didn't have enough ice. We had an ice tray to fill the stupid thing. You would have to push the thing around behind you and then set it next to you while you're on the sofa. You know, you couldn't hear the TV set, and you would bump into it and trip over it and stuff like that. Eventually, it just became a $211 TV tray. at a certain point because it never worked. It was bulky. It had wheels on it. It didn't do anything that that $18 fan couldn't have done. But this is what happens when you're poor. Because for $289, we could have actually had an air conditioner that cooled the house. But this one was $49 cheaper. So instead, we'll constantly refill it and push it around the horrible squalor that we're living in.
It seems like that once that water hit the air, too, it would just turn it into humidity and just turn your room into a swamp.
Dave, do not get me started on my childhood. Andy?
Yes?
I will completely abandon the rich man, poor man game. Andy?
No problem. I was hanging in there.
Go ahead, buddy.
Rich man, poor man, lots and lots of guns, especially specialized guns. You know, rich man's got his elephant gun, his leopard gun, his quail gun. His,
yeah.
You know, his a gazelle gun. Wow. Poor man's got his rabbit gun, his squirrel gun, his possum gun, you know, his deer
black
gun.
Black guy gun.
Yeah, yeah, you know, because the gun you took a rabbit down wouldn't work on a squirrel. That's
exactly
a totally
right.
different. That's
yeah,
a totally,
you know,
different slug.
Right, you've got your 20 gauges, your 12.
Yeah, guns.
The whole range.
Multiple guns and used on animals.
And yeah. Also, Adam, you are one of my secret weapons at night to get rid of my mother-in-law.
How's that work? You put on the man show?
Exactly right. About 9, 10 o'clock, I'll look and I'll see if there's a man show or HBO Deadwood.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's either one's on, I flip to it. And within 30 seconds, she's packing her purse.
Yeah. I use modern marvels on my old lady. Well, that's just me.
All right. Thanks, man.
Yeah. I'd like to start a, you know, there's every cable channel in the world. You know, a few years ago, it was just, well, you had HBO and you had Comedy Central, but now you have this G4, you have, you know, the Gay Network, you have, you know, networks. If you're into gardening, we got a network for you. I'm going to launch a network that is specifically there just to drive women out of the room. Okay, drive the old. It's time for the old lady to go to bed, so you can get a little you time. You want the mother-in-law out of there? Whoever's hanging out, the chatty Cathy's. This'll send them running. It'll be like one of those when you look at the Sky Mall catalog, and it's one of those things that gets rid of critters from your yard with infrared sound. Shows them sprinting toward the neighbor's yard. That's what this channel will be. There'll be no real programming on it. It's just you flip it to it. It'll be the guy's little secret. The ladies will never hang out long enough to know that there's really nothing on this channel.
Well, most women will go running if they hear da-na-na, da-na-na. Maybe you should just hum that, the sports center theme, and they'll depart the room.
We'll do that, but it'll be like cockfighting from the Bayou State. And then it'll just show them running. We'll figure it out. We'll do some testing.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. We need a stronger strain because there are certain women who have become impervious to the sports. They're
yeah.
like, I like sports. I don't mind the sports.
Well,
yes.
Also, they want to see what's going on over at Wimbledon or see how Tiger Woods is doing right. or something like that. That's the problem now. It's not all just arena football and NASCAR anymore. Yeah, we will do that. And that, you flick it to that station and your wife or girlfriend or a mother-in-law will not get up and excuse herself. She will do a shoulder roll and you'll hear her running, screaming down the hall. Got to work on that network.
Here's one for you. Rich people only marry rich people or poor people. Like, you know, Liz Taylor married the, whatever that guy was. What was he, a truck driver or something
right.
like that?
A chauffeur or
Roseanne married
no, he was
bodyguard.
He was a carpenter.
A carpenter.
Liz Taylor, yeah.
Yes, and like,
Larry
you know, you always
Fertensky.
Hear the rich
That's
women
right.
around the Mahjong table, like, you know, they're like, oh, dude, those firemen, I love firemen. And, you know, they all drool over the poor guys, you know?
Right.
Or they
firemen
marry.
Firemen are middle class, I'd say.
Anthony? Oh, I'm sorry, Rex.
Yes.
What's up, Rex?
Rich man, poor man, handmade clothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was one of 9 kids, and as a kid, I had handmade clothing, and it set me apart from the crowd.
What kind of outfits did you have?
Mom got a bedazzler.
Oh, like I could have. My cousins had it worse. Their mother made them all matching little gingham outfits, and they'd show up to like the family reunion, and of course, that was something to make fun of, and they didn't make fun of me anymore.
Yeah, there's no reason to do it anymore because you can just go down to Old Navy and get, 35 pair of cargo pants for $9. But The making your own custom suit, tailored suit versus just whipping up your own poncho. Yeah. All right.
Mo Damashek, this is an ongoing debate that's carried on for now three odd decades. Is she used to dress my older sister Amy and I in matching things. Our grandmother would make us these crazy 70s pattern kind of things, like, you know, like a girl's version of skirt, and then as the boy I'd have shorts, and they'd be these orange and blue outfits. I look at the pigs, I'm like, what in the hell? My older sister, you make me dress like this. You looked adorable. It was so cute how you looked. Good Christ, I'm gay.
Ugh. Sounds cute.
Ugh, it was awful. I look back at the pictures in shame.
Zeus?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Zeus.
Oh.
Baja racing.
Mm-hmm.
You got people down there with Baja bugs, and then you got people all the way up to trophy trucks.
Yeah. All right. A little inside, but that type of racing in general. I mean, racing is oftentimes, you know, it's Formula One, or it's, you know, the offshore boats that the Prince of Monte Carlo races and all that kind of stuff. Like, it can be really super rich, or then you just have the open wheel outlaw dirt track stuff that goes on. Super hillbilly poor or super elite rich. All right, I'm down with that. We need to take ourselves a break. A little something called Rich Man, Poor Man. T?
Oh, yes.
You going to tee up the news?
Yes, I will. We're going to hear from Kevin Federline. You know, he's got his big TV debut coming up. Is he nervous? Is he not? And very interesting news in the world of The Sopranos. A new cast member is being added, and it's a very, very surprising choice.
Hold on. John is worried about you. John?
Oh, no.
Hello.
I'm not going to like this.
You worried about Teresa?
Yes. When she laughs, it sounds like she's having an asthma attack. I really am worried. She's like...
I'm worried about you because there's a good chance you're not a nice person.
Oh, no, I really am. I'm sorry.
Really? What do you do?
I'm a landscaper. I dig holes and plant beautiful plants. So that can't be all bad, right?
Well, what's it going to take to get you into my pants?
They ought to really just modify landscape. They ought to modify landscaper to land loser. You're essentially a white day laborer is what you are when you're a landscaper.
Yes, I would say that.
All right.
But I get paid $1 more an hour. Adam, I have one question for you.
Hmm.
When you got pulled over the other day, I live on Burbank Boulevard, Buena Vista. Was it the Burbank cops or?
No, I would have been severely beaten if it was the Burbank cops.
Right?
Yes.
All right, thanks.
This was LAPD.
Let me refuel my oxygen tank.
Thank God. If I was driving through Burbank and saw rollers, I would speed to the next municipality.
Why are they that bad?
Well, I've said horrible things about the Burbank police over the years because they are that horrible. Not as individuals, but they write chicken-ass tickets to everybody, jaywalking, stuff like that. I got a jaywalking ticket crossing in the intersection at a signal where it said to walk. Because it was blinking, don't walk, and the guy said you stepped off the curb when it was saying blinking, don't walk, and I walked. I didn't run. I walked to the other side and just was standing there. And the traffic, here's how far on the other side I was. I know Bruss is going nuts. He wants to go to break. I was standing there, and the cop shot across the same direction I was at in front of all the cars that were still waiting at the signal, and I was just standing there. And they said, gave me a jaywalking ticket, and I said, I'll beat it. And I did beat it. And one... What? 2 days off work? 2 trips to Burbank?
Your dignity?
It's a Pyrrhic victory, as they say.
Thank you. Yes. We will take ourselves a break. We'll be back with news and sports. Again, Def Rat Guy coming up as well. This is the Adam Carolla Show.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show. Here's what's coming up this morning on the Adam Carolla Show with Program Director Jack Silver.
Word to your mother, this is Black Jack Silver. Hey, we got a hell of a show for you today. My buddy the Def Rat Guy's in studio. We also got the Crystal Method. Piers Morgan, he's the mean judge from America's Got Talent. Hey, Jack's got talent. Check out my one-man show, Silver is Gold. Huh? Anything? Out of hell with y'all. You'll find yourself on the jerk list. Speaking of which, we got a jerk list today. Dave's jerk list. What the hell is this? 3 straight shows and no boobs? We gotta move the needle, peeps! More boobs, less dude! Late!
Thanks, Jack. Give Adam a call at 866-901-ADAM. Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Mm-hmm. All right, we gotta do news. I should say we get to do news, but we've gotta do sports. Def Rat Guy coming up, good dear friends, Crystal Method as well. Mark the Poet's on the line. I'm gonna have him crap out. his 28-second poem, and then we can move on. Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ace Man.
Good to talk to you, my brother. You have a poem about the show.
I do. In fact, I was going to use it when I perform with these musical acts that I've been doing shows with.
All right. Well, let's hear it.
All right, here it goes. Video killed the radio star, but not Adam Carolla. The Ace Man, no one else on par, so suck Breska's areola. As Damashek reports a sport, smacking a home run thumper. Do it, Dave, with humorous retorts. Touchdown, mother humper. As gorgeous Teresa has the news in an award-winning category. Princess of the sexy Shekinah Jews, another groundbreaking story. Hilarious morning radio, celebrity interviews, and Ace Man rants. Tune in Seattle, 107.7 The End, and laugh so hard you'll wet your pants.
Thank you, Mark.
That's
concise,
nice.
Flattering.
He's trying, yes.
Busquets areolas.
He's trying to curry favor by making mention in a positive way about all of us, and I, for one, like it.
Me too.
I always find it uncomfortable when people compliment me in beat form. Hey, Mark?
Yes, Ace Man.
You going to be in L.A. anytime soon?
Oh, no.
Right now, I'm homeless in Seattle. I'm trying to do this.
All right, well, you could be homeless in Flagstaff, so you're doing all right.
Is that the sequel to Sleepless in Seattle?
We got the next week off. Bruska's going to be just chilling around the pad. Perhaps you want to come by, crash on a futon.
That's a nice idea,
yeah, he's
Bruska.
Got extra room, right, Bruska?
Damashek actually told Mark that he would let him stay at his house. So
that's not
true.
That
was so sweet, Dave.
Yeah. Remember when Mark came into L.A., he wanted to stay at your house, and he said, no problem?
Mm-hmm.
Dave.
I was out of town, is what I told him, and that was the truth.
But hilarious! I need my mic time!
I was at his arch rival, Brandon Damashek's house. How about that?
All right.
Irrelevant.
Mark,
completely.
Are good alibi. Mark, are you literally living on the street?
Well, I've kind of burned a friend or two, but I didn't want to burn them too much, so I actually did go out and sleep out in the woods. I was hoping to fall upon the grace of the Ace Man that maybe there was some Hooters gift certificates or Miller beer or some extra cash in the kitty that...
Come on, Bruska, give him a Hooters gift certificate.
Yeah.
All right, we get like a $5 Hooters gift.
No, come on, make it 50.
All right, we get him a $50.
All right. So if you see a guy in the woods eating a bucket of hot wings, you'll know it's Mark the Poet. All
nice.
Right, Mark.
And
you
Thank
can you can wait, use wait. You can use the bucket as a toilet when you're done.
Where do we send it?
It's a good point.
Do you have a P.O. box?
Point. Mark.
Yes, sir.
We'll send it to the Space Needle. It'll be there at noon 1 week from now.
Nice.
All right, you'll see a fat man with a bad goatee standing there wearing an Angels cap. That's Big Tad.
Fantastic.
He'll have it folded up in a racing form. He'll slide it in your back pocket as you guys cross. Do not establish eye contact.
Roger that.
All right.
That's
going
to be the
out.
Remedy. That's just what this is going to fix everything for him. This is going to get return him to the road to normalcy. Is when he's walking around the Space Needle shouting, Adam Carolla sending me a Hooters gift certificate. Where is it? Smelly homeless man walking around.
All right, let's push forward. T?
Yes.
The news, please.
Dave, first my inhaler. You know how my asthma acts up. Thank you.
I got your inhaler right here. Cut.
It never. Well, speaking of
inhaler and sucking hard enough. What do you do? Blow into a goddamn inhaler, you retard?
You have to suck the medicine out of the inhaler. Thank you.
Inhaler and sucking hard enough.
Speaking of sucking, can I do the news?
Tip.
What?
Inhaler and sucking hard enough. Inhaler and sucking hard enough. Doing this.
We'll be right back.
Inhaler and sucking hard enough. Sucking hard enough.
It's okay to say.
It
inhaler
is okay.
And sucking hard.
We got a new dump guy.
It's related to asthma.
I've got asthma. Dude. All right. Senator Joe
Lieberman. A doctor might tell a 9-year-old to suck on the inhaler.
Right. There. We made it.
Victory.
Victory.
Of course, he means his penis.
Oh.
All right.
Okay, well, somebody.
This is so horrible. Listen, our last dump guy got fired, and our new dump guy is scared he's going to get fired. Getting fired from your dump guy job would be the greatest day of your life. You should not be fighting hard to keep your dump guy job. It's literally the people at work at a dump have more integrity. All right, sorry. Go ahead.
Speaking of people fighting for their jobs, Senator Joe Lieberman lost the Democratic primary nomination in Connecticut yesterday to newcomer Ned Lamont. Lamont portrayed Lieberman as a Bush apologist, and most people agree that Lieberman lost over one issue, that being his support of the war in Iraq. Still, he plans on being on the November ballot as an independent. Now, here's the big question. Do you want to hear 23 seconds of Joe Lieberman talking, or do you want to hear about Kevin Federline?
That would suck. Yeah.
So the
I can't believe Lieberman lost. He's so dynamic.
Then you do want to hear him talking.
Talk about charismatic. He's like a young Kennedy, that man.
Play it.
I went into public service to find solutions, not to point fingers, to unite, not divide. To lift up, not to tear down.
Yeah, yeah.
To make my community and country a better place to live in.
Well, perhaps more dynamic, Kevin Federline. Now, it is 12 days until KFED's first performance on television. He will be performing at the Teen Choice Awards. The song Lose Control.
He is a great example for young teens to all aspire to. Everyone should knock up a chick, then leave the infant, and then marry a hillbilly rock star and sit around and crap out horrible music.
By the way, do you think he's nervous about his new album, Playing With Fire, dropping?
Yes.
No.
I know what I have. Like, people, when they hear it, they hear the record, when they see exactly what's put down, then they're going to have to give me respect in that manner. I envision it. I see it. I know what's going to happen. I mean, I'm a likable guy.
Hell yeah.
He's likable. I would argue that most guys who wear a collar, a tie, and then a huge silver chain outside of the collar tie are not likable guys.
Or
I would find it difficult to like those guys.
I think people who leave their pregnant wives aren't likable in general.
It's a strike. It's a cosmic strike.
Okay, now here's the big Sopranos news, which I found surprising. In April, this man was busted for cocaine last month. He was busted for reckless driving. Now, the actor that couldn't get arrested in Hollywood, except for actually committing crimes, is getting a huge break. Daniel Baldwin will have a reoccurring role in the Emmy-winning show The Sopranos. If you recall, Christopher was trying to sell Ben Kingsley on being in his movie, A Cross Between Saw. It was Saw meets Godfather 2. The character is a wise guy with a big mouth and big dreams, and that will be Daniel Baldwin.
Well, if it requires a big head, he'll work as well. Yeah, DB, he got busted for trying to outrun the man.
Yeah, going 80.
West L.A. sheriff out here a few weeks back. Again, if you're loaded, especially if the sun is shining, you're in the clear. All you got to do is not freak out, and you're fine. If you can maintain, you're cool. You won't get pulled over for drunk driving, but once you try to outrun the man, now you're in trouble. It's how these guys drive when they're drunk. It's not the fact that they are drunk and driving. And I know a lot of people think that's a horrible message. You get drunk and you maintain, you're fine. You get drunk and you decide it'd be a good idea to do 80 down Santa Monica Boulevard and then try to outrun the sheriff, now you're in trouble. Or start talking about the Jews.
Either way, it's not good for business. Okay, now this is a nice story to lead into the sports. You know the movie Rocky, 1976?
I've not seen.
Some say it's the best movie ever made, and I would say I agree with that.
I would say watch it, because I've seen it recently.
It didn't hold up?
Well, there's a couple things. Your metronome as a viewer has changed. When you watch the first Rocky, nothing happens for the first hour and 31 minutes. Like, I mean, literally, he loves the retarded chick who works at the pet place. And his life is pathetic. I mean, you know, he lives in squalor. Those kind of things that have the one light bulb swinging from the lamp cord at 4 foot right in the middle of the room. So poor, they couldn't even raise it up so he didn't hit his head on it each time. It's slow. It's plodding. It's a good movie. But I think when you see it and you watch the first 90 minutes of it, you'll realize, not so much going on here.
Well, you probably know that the character of Rocky was based on a real-life boxer named Chuck Webner. Yes. He was called the Bayonne Bleeder. And he actually did have a fight with Ali, and he went the distance.
Yeah.
In fact, I think he knocked down Ali at one point Ali got up, and he lost on a TKO. But that's why I love the movie Rocky, because he doesn't win.
Yeah.
He just goes the distance. Well, Chuck Wepner has had a long-standing feud with Sly Stallone for stealing his life story. And finally, Wepner has won something, an undisclosed settlement from Sly Stallone for using his life story.
Well, the problem with Stallone is I think he spoke about it, because if you just saw the movie, you don't connect it to Chuck Wepner at all. I mean, he's a white guy who wasn't a very skilled fighter. It was funny back watching fights from the 70s. Guys who were bald, combing their hair over. I don't know why everyone was going bald in the 70s, but you had to have long hair, in which case you'd have to comb it over. So it'd be some 34-year-old guy with red hair and a comb over, and it didn't work well in the ring, as one could imagine. But he goes the distance with Ali. Ali beats him. He knocks down Ali in kind of a flash knockdown. Nothing that impressive. And the fight itself didn't look anything like Rocky. I mean, it was never in question whether Ali was going to win that fight or not. So you have an underdog going the distance with a superior fighter. That was it. Rocky was about a fight and a guy going the distance. I don't see how you can make the correlation between that and the thousands of other fights that took place before that. But I think Stallone always talked about him being the inspiration for the movie.
That was the problem.
And that was enough.
Because there had to be a million tomato cans that went the distance with good fighters previous to
Chuck. Sure.
All right. Well, now for the real sports. I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Speaking of real sports, 28 days away. NFL football kicks off. Now, before we get to that, national pastime. New day, same old story for the Dodgers. It's a good story, though. They won again last night, putting down the Rockies. 11 straight for the Bums.
Crazy.
Half game back of first place Padres, who lost last night in Queens, New York. Snakes of Arizona right in the mix, too. They dumped the Giganics last night. Junior Circuit. Halos got past the Tribe. 4 straight for them. Problem is, the Oakland Athletics have won 6 straight. They're up 3 games in the AL West, and the Mariners beat the Rays in extras. College football fans like myself and Brian over there, we all remember Maurice Claret, when the freshman running back took Ohio State to the national crown back in '02. And hasn't been so good for him ever since then. You know, of course, he left school and so on and so forth. Well, early this morning, Maurice Claret arrested in Columbus, Ohio. The police had to mace him. They found they shot him with a stun gun, but it didn't work because he had on bulletproof armor. What? Yeah. What were you driving around in that? And he had 4 loaded guns in his truck.
He wanted to leave college early and get himself entered in the NFL draft. It didn't work out.
Right.
Is he complete washout now?
Yeah, he's done. The Broncos drafted him in the 3rd round last year, and they cut him before the season even started.
Couldn't he go back and play 2 more years of college or something?
No.
But is he not eligible?
Yeah, he's ineligible now.
But did he use up his 4 or 5 years?
He was ineligible in the following season for some shenanigans he was pulling off the field. But beyond that, once you sign with an agent, you're no longer eligible.
Listen, if this was a Sandler movie, he'd be eligible. And he'd be back, but he'd be in his 40s.
If only life were a Sandler picture.
Yeah, he would throw the game-winning touchdown.
I bet if he was inclined and wanted to really go along with the appeals process and blah, 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 he might be able to get himself back into playing college.
The NCAA is worse than the U.S. penal system.
Really?
Now, speaking of bad guys, T.O., you remember him, of course. You know, he's been guilty of being a pain in the ass for many years now. Of course, he's now with Bill Parcells and the Cowboys. He hasn't been practicing lately because his trainer, not the Cowboys trainer, mind you, has deemed his hamstring too sore to practice. So all sorts of questions about this being thrown at the tune of Bill Parcells. And he sounds like he's getting a little on edge already with it.
start to integrate this player into the system. And right now, we can't really proceed exactly the way we would like to proceed. But when we can, then I will try to do it that way. In the meantime, I'm getting a sense that most of the media is just waiting for something to be controversial in that regard. And I'm here to tell you, it's not going to happen for me.
Theo, what a delight. They haven't played a preseason game yet, and already there's turmoil.
He's got a target on his back. It's not his fault. He's got a big target on his back.
I love that. And Floyd Landis, of course, the big news nationally, globally, is what happened on this very show yesterday
global,
morning.
Dave, but if you want to soft sell it, that's your prerogative. Yes, I saw him on Leno last night. He's not helping his case. The multiple appearances he's making.
You offered him every opportunity to help his case. Let's look back or listen back to that.
By your estimation, you have nothing to do with this. You're completely innocent.
Yes,
and
correct.
You would swear on a stack of Bibles.
Sure.
You would take a lie detector test.
Sure.
You would.
Not right here on the radio? Do you have one?
Actually, I think it's funny, but punch Brusca for this, by the way. Although,
of course, he contacted his lawyer. The lawyer said, don't do it. But Landis could have come out from under the shield of the lawyer and taken the test. He declined, and now Carolla and Brusca at least have condemned him as guilty.
Well, I
guess I do, too.
I'm sorry, but you always have to put yourself in the position of the person who didn't do anything, whether it's OJ or Landis. If you, in fact, were at home while your wife was being murdered and you're just watching SportsCenter or practicing your putt out on your front lawn, or if you, in fact, knew that you did not knowingly ingest anything that was on a banned substance list, then you would say, hook me up. I want people. This device that tells you whether you're lying or not could be your best friend if, in fact, you never did what they're accusing you of doing. Because right now, everyone thinks you did this. Whether it's murder or stealing a nickel off a bingo card, either way, your best friend if you didn't do it. You should pray to be hooked up if you didn't do it.
The good news is that he said that if he ever does take a lie detector test, he will do it within these four walls.
That'll be a great pay-per-view, him and OJ.
Dave Dameshek's number one sports.
Hey, what's happening, DFG?
Hell yeah, bro.
You excited about tomorrow night?
On the one hand, I'm really excited. On the other hand, I'm a little bit scared about what could happen.
What do you think? Def Rec Guy, tomorrow night, going to beat Hooters in Hollywood. I'll be there. Teresa will be there. Dave Dameshek will be there. Brusket will be there. Brian will be there. Okay.
Angie would be there, too.
Yeah, Angie will be there. You get to see everybody there. Well, she probably would be there time went on anyway.
She tasted like champagne.
They also said that there's a possibility that Tony Katane should be there.
Really? Oh. The Tony Katane. Well, that'll be exciting. It's seen enough of her lately. So you're going to be there. We'll be signing up pledges for Delta Fu. But what is the problem? What's the downside here?
Well, first of all, I got to get one thing off my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Get it out of your
White
shoulders.
Snake music for you.
Right before I went over here, and this is the problem if there is White Snake music in the background.
There is, in fact, White Snake music playing.
I was sitting in the International House of Pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Before the show.
And where were you one more time?
The International House of Pancakes.
Okay. IHOP, yes.
I got the call. It's Punchy's uncle.
Uh-oh.
He said, when you go in there, you tell the sound effects guy to chill out. He's got a heavy hand, and he's making these sound effects. He said that this show, it sounds like Rick Dees playing Donkey Kong.
Oh, wait a second. Now, those are some harsh words. Now, who died and left Poochie's uncle to?
Poochie's uncle was in Radio's Tales.
All right.
He's
okay.
The one who first brought up the fact that the show is in
grave danger of being overproduced.
Yeah.
He's a tough critic, this guy.
Poochie's uncle knows radio because he was on the sales side of it for almost 8 years.
He knows what. He says he knows good radio.
I see. Okay, so. No. Not a fan of this show. All right, so.
Hey, bro. He's a fan of the show. He said, just for the guys to take it easy on the sound effects.
I understand.
He said, it's like listening. He said if he wanted to go listen to Donkey Kong, he would go to an arcade.
Okay.
I noticed Brian is taking the note. I haven't heard an effect in it. Just so you know, Maverick, he is taking the note.
All right, Brusca, then if he's accusing us of being like Rick Dees, I don't. And by the way, let's scratch the Heine Wine bit we're going to do in the 9 o'clock hour. Sorry. All right, Def Rat Guy, we need to take a break, but if you want to come out and party with us tomorrow night over at Hooters out on Hollywood Boulevard.
Get on the VIP list today.
That's right. 866-901-ADAM is the number you call, and we'll talk to you next.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show. Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. The wait is almost over. Tomorrow night is the very first pledge party for Delta Phi Gamma.
Come and prove you are Delta Phi material, because if you're not wasted, the day is.
Maverick, the deaf frat guy, will be on hand at Hooters, along with Adam and the gang, hazing wannabe pledges.
Beer pong and beer bong.
Hooters on Hollywood and Highland, tomorrow night, 7 p.m. You can win Fox's Frat Boy box set with the movies Porky's, Bachelor Party, and PCU. Give Adam a call at 866-901-ADAM. Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Good to see you, Deaf Frat Guy.
Hell yeah.
I hear that people are in danger of getting their stomachs pumped after this soiree.
That is the word on the street.
So it's tomorrow night, and you'll be there putting people, prospective pledges through their paces.
You know, maybe you have strength in, say, chugging or getting chicks, but your beer pong game is weak.
Right.
It's interesting that, I don't know if you noticed it during the commercial, the Deaf Rat Guy was sort of solemn. Sort of intense.
Mm-hmm. Is everything okay with you, Maverick?
I'm glad you asked. I look at the man in the mirror, and I have to, I look at myself asking, is he up to the challenge?
Wow. Gut check time.
It's honest.
Because, bro, I'm acutely aware that you, God, did not elect me president of Delta Phi. I appointed it myself because I was the founder of it. And I'm trying to get across what we are trying to do here. That this is bigger. That we could maybe not change the world, but make it different in some way.
So you're saying you're not the president of Delta Phi because you can pull the most betties or funnel the most beer.
Look, I lead by example.
Right.
Quietly, you know?
Sure, that's why you're on the radio twice a week talking about it.
I've been getting my game. I am going to eat a lot of food before this event and take some products to prevent hangovers.
I understand.
But I've been drinking a lot of beer.
In training, in other words.
Sampling the Hooners girl.
Right.
Getting my wrist in shape for beer pong. et cetera.
I see what you're saying. You're self-conscious because you weren't actually elected.
I'm acutely aware that I would not.
He's a Fidel Castro of the Greek system.
And here's the thing, though. It's like, you're put on this earth to do something. I believe that.
We all were. Right.
And then I look at the man in the mirror, and I think, am I doing a good job? Is this what I was put on this earth to do? The good news is,
the man in the mirror can't hear you.
The answer is a resounding, hell yeah, that's a foo.
Okay, good.
Good.
Whew, that was close for a minute. And you're saying what you're looking for is an all-around pledge. You're not looking for a guy who may be an expert at funneling, but is a little weak at drawing chicks or doesn't play good.
For all-around good quarters, guy, I'm not saying we are looking for the perfect pledge. Right now, we need numbers to build off of.
Right.
And you will take women, too.
We will take women because we need chicks.
Right.
But here's the thing. It's like, you know, I got a letter from a guy from the Corcoran State Penitentiary. I'm not going to get into what he said in the letter. It's not to play it on the radio to get into that. But I'll tell you this. Instead of him being a prisoner from Corcoran State, it was more like this guy was a fudge packer from Hershey, Pennsylvania.
I see.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So it's like, I don't want that guy there.
Right, I understand. And,
you know, maybe you can show up in Hooters and maybe you can have a good beer funnel game or whatever, but this is to weed out the people, to separate the weed from the chaff.
I understand. Eric?
Yes?
You want to come out on Thursday night?
Yeah.
You want to be a pledge in Delta Fu?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, you sound dynamic.
Bro.
Yes?
All I can read is what's on the monitor, but... The time delay, dude. It sounds like you've been popping some nudes.
Are you high right now, Eric?
No, I just...
I'm sorry, we can't use you. Can I use him if he's not high right now? Wrong answer. All right, so Eric, you'll be out tomorrow night at Hooters?
Yes.
Okay. Starts promptly at 7, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, which Hooters is it again?
All right.
Hollywood Highlands.
Get that information off the air. Paris?
Yes.
You're a male named Paris?
Yes, I am.
Sorry. No. Can't use you. Well, you'll give him a name.
Right.
You'll give him a name like Spud Gun or something, right?
How about Gay Perry?
Oh,
that's
like
good.
That.
All right, you're now known as Gay Perry.
Great, thanks.
You coming out tomorrow night?
Yes, I would love to.
All right, well, if you, I'll look for the guy wearing the beret and the striped shirt.
I have a stunt that I can do, a pledge. I want to stand on my head in the lotus position and drink copious amounts of beer.
You can chug beer on your head?
Yes, I can.
Wow, the great Fox from the Man Show.
In the lotus position.
Could do that.
Keep talking.
You can be in the lotus position with the legs crossed on your head and chug a beer.
Yes, I've done it on top of the bar in a famous bar in Costa Mesa, a dive bar.
Okay.
Fantastic. I think maybe we could have it, you know, if there's time tomorrow night, we could have a little talent competition among the pledges.
Well, that's a pretty cool thing. That's sort of what I was getting at before, the, you know, contemplating stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, this gives it that kind of Eastern spirituality.
I see. Mm-hmm. You're very, very introspective this morning. That's
yeah.
That guy.
I like the feng shui involved with the beer chugging. Yeah. Oscar?
Yes, sir.
You want to come out tomorrow night?
Yes, sir, Ace Man. I'd like to pledge my allegiance to you, first of all, and then Delta Gamma Fu. I'd like to be our enforcer.
Can you hang up the phone, bro?
What? Hold on.
Delta Gamma Fu, bro?
That's right.
I'd like to pledge my allegiance and take anybody on a beer bong.
Why does it say Delta Gamma Fu, dude, unless the type is screwed up?
Mm-hmm.
No, he messed up the name of the frat. I think you're right, Maverick.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have to go through some extra hazing as a result of this.
Well, all he did was flip-flop the last two. It's Delta Fu Gamma, right?
What's this dude's name?
Oscar.
Well, I am high right now.
Okay, well, then you're in.
I like to take anybody on a beer bong competition. I'll bring my beer bong.
Come on down.
Okay, sir.
All right, Oscar. We'll see you tomorrow night.
But, Oscar, just one thing. Like, your name, you know, like, if I call you Gerald... You know, it's like, hey, Gerald. And you're like, no, my name's Oscar. Dude, it's Delta Fu Gamma. Hell yeah!
let's take one more. Anthony?
Yes?
Your Marine Corps pledge?
Absolutely.
And you want to come down tomorrow night?
You got that right.
Okay, how about that? An enlisted man. You can do both simultaneously, right?
Who can't? If you can't, then you're not a man.
Where are you stationed?
Oh, Pendleton.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to make the drive out for tomorrow?
Yeah, cause I live in Long Beach, so I'm okay.
Okay.
Not bad. So, just to clarify, it's a little east of Highland, a little east of Highland on Hollywood tomorrow night. Okay.
No, bro, I think it's a little bit west.
It is a
You're
little
right.
bit west.
You're right.
I'm
sorry. A little bit west. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
It's like towards Beverly Hills.
Hey, Anthony.
Yes.
You want to bring some of your jarhead buddies with you?
I was planning on it.
Okay. Nice. All right. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Oh, good.
We Hell cool. Yeah. Bruska, how we doing on time?
We got to go.
We got to take a break. Crystal Method. My good old friends, Crystal Method. One of the guys in Crystal Method was a program director in Arizona. I'm closing my eyes because I'm trying to concentrate here. I believe Ken was, but we'll figure it out, who actually fired Jimmy Kimmel.
Ah.
From
Plus, one of the guys is a Star Wars fan, and he's going to go against Dave in Star Wars trivia.
Bring it.
And the lightsaber will be on the line.
No, it won't.
Oh, yes, it will.
This lightsaber belongs to me. I'm not putting it on the line.
It's on the line already.
Win Dave Damashek's lightsaber.
Forget that. It's not.
I don't want to intervene, but that was a gift.
Yes.
And therefore needs to be given away. I know he thought I was going in a different direction there.
You zagged.
Let's take a break. Thank you. Crystal Method in next. Dave's jerk list still coming up on the show. Piers Morgan in studio, the Brit from America's Got Talent, and much, much more still left on the Adam Carolla Show.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show.
Listen, you mother.
This is Kevin Nealon, and you're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. Probably in your car, stuck in traffic. Too bad.
The Crystal Method here. Ken Jordan, Scott Kirkland. Good to see you guys.
What's up, Adam?
Always been a fan of the group. Always, and probably haven't had 6 months go by without seeing you guys since I started, or actually since you started, because I was here first, right?
That's right, you're here first.
You, now, Scott, were you, or Ken, you were Jimmy's program director.
Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Name of your first album, the big million-selling release, Vegas. You guys are from the Vegas area.
Yes.
Jimmy is from there, or at least he moved there when he was like 9. Which is a surreal thing to do to your child, moving to Las Vegas. It'd be weird, be like, oh, we moved into a brothel at Disneyland when I was 9. Really? Didn't that scar you? He seems none the worse for wear. Well, you guys are weirdos. But how is it that you ended up firing him?
Actually, he tells the story. I don't really remember. All I remember is it was an all music sort of radio station for me. It was all alternative, you know, college radio station.
And you were doing what there?
I was program director, music director. Nobody wanted to do any of the work there. So
I think he was using it to meet chicks.
I think what happened though is Jimmy just brought on some guy from some competing radio station that I really hated.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even hear what they talked about or anything like that. But it was just that was it. He was fired.
You realized he didn't have it.
Yeah, but I don't remember that.
Well, you do now that he's not booking you on his show. Right? Now you remember.
He reminds me of it all the time.
Yeah, they do that thing where they go, well, that's why you have to be nice to everybody. But what are the odds some kid's going to move on and have his own network late night show? I say, roll the dice and be mean to everybody, because the chances, I mean, you can't even calculate them, that they're going to have their own late night program, right?
I think I've got more press out of that than if I would have kept him.
See, that another good reason why you must be rude and fire everyone on the way up. So you guys, well, a couple things to get to. Def Rat Guy still in the hizzy.
What's up, bro?
Oh, not your mic.
He wouldn't know, but his mic's not up.
Always a surprise, isn't it, when that mic has to come on, even though the person stands in front of it for 10 minutes? Yes, you there?
Hell yeah, Death to Foo.
All right, now you're...
Wait, 10 day one, Death to Foo.
All right, that's good.
10, Death to Foo.
I agree with you. I think the number two should be replaced with Delta Foo. Not only when you're testing mics, but license plates. Anytime there's numerals involved. You are going to be, as I will be tomorrow night at the Hooters, you had a question to ask the Crystal Method?
Well, Adam, you would be there tomorrow night, but there's only one problem. We need a band to show up.
Oh.
Hey, can I count on you, bro, to show up and be the band?
What are you guys doing tomorrow night?
So we could be there. If you're going to be there, Adam, we'll be there.
Really?
How about that?
With the Manton, we'll be in the house.
You guys will come out? Yeah.
I'll be in Houston.
Oh, you'll be in Houston.
Well, then we'll just have half of Christmas.
All right, Scott, you'll be there, though?
Sure.
All right, Scott will be there. Now, is there anything you can do alone besides drink?
No, not really.
All right, well, then you can just there and do... You can do a little glad-handing.
Yeah. Bro, why are you going to Houston? Hula's has burgers, wings. You don't have to go to Houston.
I want an IOU on a bucket of wings.
No, I think he's going to the city. I don't think he's going to Houston Steakhouse. Is that, he's going to the city of Houston, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So you won't be around then.
No, my girlfriend's from Houston. She went early, and I'm gonna join her there a day early.
Now, I thought you just dated porn stars. Is it Houston the porn star? The one who does all the gangbang stuff?
There is a porn star named Houston.
Yeah.
Yes. No, Houston, Texas. He does know that. We're playing Friday.
What does your girlfriend do? Is she in porn?
No, she's not.
No, she just dances.
Real estate.
Real estate, really. All right, so you're sworn off the porn stars.
Yes.
Because I saw him with Holly Body once, one of my favorite porn stars many years ago. Yes? I'm going to take that silence as a yes.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Now that this dude C-blocked me, can you at least listen to my song and tell me if it's any good?
Well, okay, yeah, because you laid down a track, a Delta Foo track.
It's like to get people psyched. It's a rallying cry or whatever.
Right. Maybe you guys could check it out, give your professional opinion, or maybe even want to sample it for your next record. Let's hear it.
It took like a month to make.
Okay.
Delta fools are jolly lads, but mess with us and we'll kick you in the nads. Our hearts and goals always be true, because we are members of the Delta Foo. Delta Foo, Delta Foo, do anything just to be a Delta Foo. We are on the ground of the lives we lead. Delta Foo Crimson is the color that we bleed.
It's one more verse.
Wow.
Like American Pie.
The rest of the world on our asses they can feed us. Especially Blake Chambers and Chaz Chambers too. We'll never know life and the Delta Foo. Delta Foo, Delta Foo. Do anything just to be a Delta Foo.
Just to get you guys caught up, Blake Chambers is the much hated Rush chairman of the Fiji House, who, you know, there's no love lost between these two great warriors. Yes.
And dude, I'm glad that you listened to it. And I just want to say one thing. You seem like really a good guy, but if you sample this on one of your albums, dude, you're going to stamp my foot in your ass.
You may have to hit him with a potato gun.
Hell yeah.
Kicked in the nads.
What'd you think, Ken? What'd you think, Scott?
That was a fantastic, unbelievable sense of rhythm there.
You would fire him like you fired Kimmel many years ago, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and he'll be selling millions the next week.
All right, so Scott, you are the Star Wars aficionado, yes?
I am a Star Wars fan. I am not a Star Wars geek, though, so I'm probably... I did go to one Star Wars convention back
then. You crossed over.
And I know, but it was really bizarre. I was there with some friends, and it was... that's the point I realized that I need to pull back a little bit. And
that's when you realized you had a problem.
It was the first one for the new series of movies. It was in Indianapolis, and it was it was really, really bizarre.
Yeah, it's like when you realize you have a problem with the booze.
Okay,
I have
another problem, because I have that same lightsaber, too.
Oh, so. Boy. You have Dave's lightsaber.
The end of that lightsaber kind of looks like... top of a condom, isn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, when they said, when we were talking about the crystal method yesterday, and they said, well, one of the guys is a Star Wars aficionado, but I don't know which one. I don't know if it's Ken or Scott. I thought, well, I did the porn star math on that one. I said, well, I know Ken likes the porn star, so I'm just going to go ahead and use process of elimination here and go with the S man.
Scott's wearing a wedding ring, I noticed. I am.
Yes, married to Darth Vader.
I'm going to remove that wedding ring with my saber.
Dave Damashek also knows quite a bit about Star Wars, so we thought you guys would square off in a battle nerd royale. Shall we get started?
Let's play Star Wars Showdown. Here are your contestants. Dave Damashek, a man who flew back to Pittsburgh to see the most recent Star Wars movie on opening night with his sister.
Sad.
Scott Kirkland, one half of the Crystal Method, who in the liner notes of their first album thanked George Lucas.
Oh.
On the line is Dave's beloved Mace Windu.
Sorry.
On the line is Dave's beloved Mace Windu replica lightsaber. First one to three wins. Shout your name to buzz in. If you guess wrong, you lose a turn. May the force be with you.
Mm-hmm. We will also accept in lieu of your name, geek, loser, or nerd.
Yeah, I don't have the Mace Windu.
You don't?
No, no. I have like the Darth Vader. Mace Windu is the Mace Windu is pretty.
He's a Sith Lord. He's with the dark side.
That's pretty. That's leaning a little. To the geek left there, in the
That would look nice in your collection, though. You must admit.
No.
I only presented it with David yesterday. By the way,
well,
so
yesterday. Well, that's I guess that's probably one of the hard ones to find.
You're that nerd.
Still has that new saber smell.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I find your lack of faith in the Force disturbing.
Okay, I assume that was in the movie. Let's move forward.
All right. Buzz in with your name when you know the answer.
Hold on, Ken. You want to go pound on some porn stars while these guys bang it out in here? Or are you cool for 5 minutes?
I want to watch the competition.
All right.
What is the name of the green bounty hunter, Han Solo?
Dave.
This is going to be this easy. His name is Greedo, and I would like to share my impression with him. Imanawa Solo. Points for that,
or points deducted, depending on if you heard
so
it.
So this
or
isn't
not.
Like Jeopardy, where you have to wait to the end of the question.
Oh.
You just jump right in. Okay, so I didn't.
Oh, right. Okay,
this all right.
Excuses like a holes. We all have them, and they all stink.
What is the name of the planet where the clone army is created?
Are you kidding me? These are from the first three. I don't count the first three, and I'm sure as a Star Wars fan, neither do you.
I don't remember the name.
Although that is a good scene.
Kamino.
I'll say this. Can I say this? Jango Fett is the man who all the...
That wasn't the question.
Mm-hmm.
Jango is father of Boba.
Okay. And what do you mean it's from the first three? It doesn't count.
I think
meaning the last three.
Right. Episodes 4, 5, and 6 are the only ones that anyone really cares about.
Ken, you better be careful. Because you seem to know something, too.
When you cross over between fan and geek, it's a slippery slope.
Yeah. You jumped off the porn wagon and got on the geek mobile. Better be careful, son. Don't talk. That's no more. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Mike.
What creatures do the sand people ride?
Starts with a B. I can't remember.
It does start with a B. I'm looking down at this.
Are you ringing in?
I'm
going to
say Dave. I'm going to go with Bantons.
Banthas. Banthas. It's Banthas.
Yes, it is Banthas. Yes.
It's 1-1, and Dave loses a turn.
No one said that.
Wrong guess. We didn't discuss that.
No, we didn't. We said wrong guess.
That sucks.
Did we?
I didn't realize.
That wasn't there.
Okay, well, be it then.
What does Han Solo say to Luke just after the Death Star explodes?
Nice shot, kid.
That's incorrect.
Oh.
Sorry, Dave. Sorry. You want to give the correct answer, Mike?
Yeah, it's great shot, kid.
Sorry.
So close.
You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and get out of here. That's what he says just before he blows.
That's right. Good job, Dave.
He loses the turn.
I think that was also in one of Ken's porn stars movies, wasn't it?
Right. What was it? Let's blow this thing and get out?
Now, does Scott lose a turn there?
I think so, if we're going for the rules.
I'm ready to waive this lose a turn thing. I like just powering forward.
So am I.
Let's waive it and move forward like gentlemen.
Sounds good.
All right.
Who kills Jabba the Hutt?
Princess Leia. Scott, Princess Leia.
Man!
I thought it was a little confusing, but I think we're going to give it to Scott.
No, that's right. That's fair.
All right, so it is now 2-1.
She strangles him with her chain.
We're best of three, or whoever gets the three first, so... Scott could win it here.
Name.
Yell your name,
I know,
Scott.
I know, I'm
Scott's
sorry.
Scott's too cool to say his name.
I'm sorry.
Aren't
here
you?
We go.
What are the names of Luke's adoptive parents
Dave.
On Tatooine?
Dave.
Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru.
That is correct.
Wow. And Dave, I know you flew back to Pittsburgh, PA to That's watch right. the Star Wars movie with your sister.
Only returning the favor, she flew out to LA to see the other ones with me.
Yeah. My sister lives in Santa Monica. We don't get together to watch anything. So sad. So you watch every Star Wars movie every time.
We've seen all six together.
Do you go to the big charity premiere or just the opening day of the?
No, I'm a man of the people. Okay. We go and see the Star Wars, you know.
Yeah.
Among
but
the
you
masses.
See all you see them, you see it at the first day with your sister every time.
That's right.
Okay. Let's continue now that we all have that picture
That's
in our
head.
Yes.
There's nothing creepy.
All right. Mm-hmm. Which planet do Wampas live on?
Scott. Wampas. Tatooine?
No.
Wampas.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that you were right about Tatooine. I'll take a shot in the dark since there's no penalty. I'm going to say, give me the animal name again.
Wampa.
Hoth.
Yes!
Han Solo cuts open. Luke Skywalker's on Death's door, and he cuts over a Wampa, and he sticks his body in there to keep it warm. It smells awful, but it does the trick in the end.
Dave, you will fight again Woo! With that lightsaber, my friend.
You Take kept a look, it. Scott. Oh, my. And now I'm going to strike you down, and perhaps you'll become more powerful than I can possibly imagine, but that's for another day.
You just got your asses whipped by a bunch of goddamn nerds.
All right, the Crystal Method. Scott and Ken, thank you very much for coming in. They're going to be at Mocha Modern Art. Yes, down the street?
Downtown.
Oh, downtown. Oh, yeah, that's, I don't know.
LACMA.
LACMA. Do we have to name everything after a Starbucks drinker in this town? All right, so you're going to be at Mocha on the 26th. Also teamed up with Nike to create some original music. What do? You go to apple.com/tunes to find our iTunes?
iTunes Music Store.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks for having
Continued
us.
Continued success, the Crystal Method. We'll take ourselves a break. When we come back, we're going to play, we're going to do a little Chief Thunder Bear.
Ah.
Yes, the Chief is in the halls. T, you'll be translating, so
yes.
If you have problems, if you have questions, especially to do with matters of the heart, call in 866-901-ADAM, 866-901-ADAM, and Chief Thunder Bear will address them. All that after this.
It's time to check Adam's voicemail on the Adam Carolla Show.
I was just wondering if you heard the song by System of a Down called Old School Hollywood Baseball. There's a line in there, Jack Gilardi's 10 feet tall. Anyway, keep kicking ass, man. You rock. Take care. Mahalo.
I want to hear Wake Bleed by Slipknot because they're just like Pantera. Yeah.
So much the poet here. Sorry, Mr. Stern, at one time you had him, but now call the new king at 866-901-ADAM.
Call 866-901-ADAM. Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Yeah. Those were bizarre and frightening.
I know. How about the fact, though?
Listening.
How about this, though? The reference to Jack Gilardi, your arch rival from a celebrity baseball game some years back that you've gone over in detail. You offered him to try and reconcile or at least go head-to-head once again with Jack Gilardi. You said if he calls in $1,000 to whatever charity chooses, he has not responded yet. I guess he doesn't care about helping the less fortunate.
Yeah, he hates, like, kids that want to make a wish come true before they die. He doesn't care about those kids.
Nope. Apparently
so true.
Not.
That could be the only answer.
Obviously.
Or he listens to AM. All right. So where were we? Well, we got Piers Morgan coming in a couple of few. He's from America's Got... He's the Simon Cowell of America's Got Talent. Got some questions for him about the Hoffman. Also, Dave's Jerk List coming up. Much anticipated yet feared.
Yeah.
Jerk List. You know
I'm
that?
I'm particularly steamed.
Really?
This week, yes.
It's a love-hate relationship with the jerk list, because on one hand, you look forward to it every week. On the other hand, perhaps your name is on it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, as both of ours have been.
Yes.
And maybe again. It's up to you.
News, sports, all that still coming up. But first, Chief Thunderbear has been roaming the halls.
Yeah, pacing.
Here. Yes. Call in 1-866-901-ADAM. And he will answer your questions, matters of the heart, relationship questions, things like that. He's a man who he's prayed to the gods of nature and the gods of love. He's great. He's prayed to the sex gods. He knows he has a relationship that sort of transcends whatever you could find in a psychology book when it comes to relationships.
Luck would have it, Teresa, happens to speak Choctaw.
Yeah, my Choctaw, I'd say, is average to good.
Right.
So I can translate for the chief.
Right.
When he comes in.
Yeah, and I like that about you, and that's one of the reasons we hired you on. Now, Rachel Perry was familiar with the Choctaw language and probably could have ordered dinner or hailed a cab in Choctaw, but I don't think she could have translated in real time.
She can count to 10.
Right, yeah, the stuff folks do in Choctaw. All right, let me bring Chief Thunder Bear in.
Oh, it's always such an honor. Here he comes.
Face painted up. Looks good this morning.
Oh,
Wanaha to you too, Chief, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Dave, dances with schnozzes. Hey, Star Wars geek. Hey, creepy sister. Angelina Jolie and her brother. That's weird. I'm not
a Chief, I can't translate all of that to Dave because he'll be upset. But what the Chief says is also in Native American culture, families are very close and sometimes inappropriately.
Mm. Well, I guess that's nice. We're not that different after all.
We right. know F phone family members are in the hey kitchy. I know weird, huh? Hey, Beaver Falls.
Okay, Chief, are you ready to take a call?
Yeah, hey.
Okay. Mm. Heather, mm-hmm. How can the Chief help you?
Uh-huh. Hey, what the heck at you?
I'm sorry, Eric.
Yes.
My Choctaw is not that good. Eric?
Mm. Yes, I'm here.
That's okay, not paheya.
I am trying to court this girl who's been through an abusive relationship. We're getting closer and closer, and it's been about 2 months now. Mm. What I could do for her that might be able to push her over the top, even though we're kissing and whatnot. And could you maybe take me out with an I'm chubby or a lesbian? Mm. Thanks, Dad.
Mm. Mm. Okay, Chief, what should Eric do?
Well, roofy video camera. Yeah, hey, one not.
Okay, what the Chief says is she's probably very sensitive because she's already been in an abusive relationship, and you should just go out of your way to be extra gentle and extra sweet and just remind her that you are not that guy and shouldn't pay the price for his misdeeds.
Show her back of hand. Only language, bitch, understand.
Okay, let me translate that. You could try giving her gifts. In Thunder Bear's culture, it would be, like a beaver pelt or beads. Women
ear
like
of
that.
Grizzly. Hey, catch ya.
How would that work for you?
Yesterday's news. Wahakaya, wachecha, come on.
Okay. Okay, now we are going to talk to Heather.
Yeah, hey.
He wants to know how he can help.
How he can help?
Yes.
The relationship thingy that I just told you about.
What the Chief is saying is that who you just talked to is the phone screener, so we haven't heard your story yet.
My boyfriend, he used to come over all the time, and we used to be all happy and everything, and just out of nowhere, like 3 months ago, he just stopped coming over, and I haven't heard from him or seen him.
Banging best friend. Wahakaya wana chachaka.
Chief wants to know, do you think maybe he's found another girlfriend?
No, because I was the only chick he talked to.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, one Oaxaca Cheche Yenene Oaxaca Homo Oaxaca.
Is there any chance that you think the boyfriend might be gay?
No, because he hated homos. I was the only person that was
Okay. New brave one time. Protest too much. Found him in teepee.
Chief has some experience with this and
sack deep in grizzly bear.
With the chief, it doesn't sound like this, but trust me, I do speak Choctaw. And what the chief is saying is you don't want a boyfriend who's a homophobe. Move on. Thank you. Okay, Chief wants to talk to Mike. Mike, you have a problem with your love life?
Chief, I've got a problem. Maybe you can help me. I'm on the road a lot, and my favorite morning show, I love listening to, but then this horrible sports guy comes on, and I swerve off the road and almost crash, and then the host comes back. His name is Adam. Sounds terrific. But then this horrible sports guy comes on again, and I almost crash every time. What's your advice?
This is going to be an interesting
one. Okay, Chief. Chief dealt with a lot of this kind of stuff on the reservation.
Hands tied. Jimmy Kimmel. Pray to sports god every night that he go away. But the paya kakakechenewa.
Okay. Let me translate that. What he says is, and again, sometimes my Choctaw's rocky, but basically what he says is, Dave Damashek will grow on you, and what you should do is say a prayer for some tolerance and understanding.
Like if the witch's chief, hair. Grow on you, strangle life out of you.
Maybe
what
the chief...
call into Bill Simmons.
Well, I can't translate that because we'll hurt Dave's feelings,
Dances
Chief. You know
with
I
nasally
can't.
Drone.
I'm sorry, Mike. If you could just say a blessing for Mike for listening.
Hey, number two sports. Any port in storm. Gone next time, this time next year.
Chief, thank you so much for coming in, as always.
Single. Break off piece for Chief Thunderbear, perhaps.
Well, you know, Chief, you are a handsome man, and I'll think about
you're
it. Thank you.
You're TP or mine.
Well.
Pitch TP in sweatpants right now.
Oh, Chief.
Sweatpants made of deerskin.
You flatter me. I wondered what that swoosh was. Well, thank you so much. We know you have to run to Mark and Brian.
No Dave Damashek there. Oaxaca-che.
Oaxaca-che to you. Bye, Chief.
Wow. Seemed jovial. Oftentimes he's in a bad mood, but he seemed like he was in a decent mood this morning.
He was. He seemed very festive.
Okay. Well, I was listening to Kareth out in the hall, so I didn't catch any of that, but seemed okay.
It was a little rough for Dave.
Yeah, Dave had a puss on. I was what happened there, Dave?
Well, a caller, besmirched my good name, but from what I gathered from what Teresa said, thankfully Chief Thunderbear had nothing but positives to say to offset that. So.
Okay.
Adam, I have to tell you, sometimes when I translate, I leave certain...
You're kind.
Yes.
What?
You're kind. I understand.
A little bit.
We will take ourselves a break. Dave's jerk list. Much anticipated jerk list coming up. Dave, can you give us any hints? A teaser, perhaps.
I'm happy
I'm chubby
to say,
or I'm a lesbian.
Brusca's on.
I'm happy to say that no one within these four walls is on it yet. So keep in mind that until it's done, you can still wind up on it. So be very careful. Tread lightly with yourself.
I see. Always
but
room.
For now, you guys are all in
It'll
the clear.
It'll be cathartic for you after what just happened.
I understand. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with Dave's Jerk List after this.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show.
The eye sees all. Jerks!
That's what I love about the jerk list.
There's too many jerks.
That's That's what I love about
jerkless.
A severe penalty for being a jerk.
That's what I love about
the jerkless.
What an outrage. Shame!
That's what I love about
the jerkless.
Judge rules, jerk!
Well, as you can tell by that, it's time for Dave Damashek's jerk list. I look forward to this each and every week.
Well, you have every reason to this week because, as I said earlier, you're not on it, at least yet. But, you know, for right now, as long as you do what's right, keep your yap shut and don't cross me in the next few minutes, you'll emerge unscathed this week.
Yeah, I should clarify that statement. I don't mean the content of the jerk list, but the break. I gotta,
right,
I gotta make
back.
Water. Yeah, I got
to
take a leak.
Speaking of which, actually, making water may come up in the
fantastic.
Let it begin. And keep in mind, run the however far and fast you wish. You can't outrun justice.
That's right.
The reckoning has arrived. Number 5 on the jerk list this week. Every day I come in here, you know, around the same time, around 5:15 or so, I'm on the road. And some mornings, it's black, you know, it couldn't be, I can't see, you know, I need the headlights, I can't make out what's going on. The next morning I'm driving in, I have to squint because it's so bright outside.
Mm-hmm.
What gives with the light outside? Therefore, I don't know if it's the sun playing tricks on me or if it's the moon. I think I just have to be safe and take them both out. Just take them out with a carpet bomb because both, in my book, are jerks. Until this riddle is solved. As a matter of fact, you know, come to think of it, it may well be that it's neither the sun or the moon, and in fact, it's the Earth's rotation.
Please don't take the Earth out, David.
Yeah.
The Earth's rotation is a jerk.
Oh, no.
I don't like doing it because, I like to be more precise, but I just, in this case, daisy cutter. You know, I have to take them all out. It's not my way. I like to be more of a sniper.
Right.
I'm concerned about the sun because it could try to get revenge on us. Very concerned.
Wow, listen. Is Darth Vader scared of Chewbacca? Chewbacca's powerful, yes, but he's no match for someone who's strong with the Force. Like me, for instance. Now, I was speaking of being sloppy, which takes me to my next one. Number 4 on the list, my Wang.
You're talking about the herbal supplement?
You take a little my Wang to get yourself going?
I'm talking about my phallus.
Now, okay.
I'm now in my fourth decade, well into my fourth decade of making water, taking a pee, as you know. And, you know, I just said, you know, I like to be an assassin when I can be. But for some reason, my weighing refuses to comply. Every once in a while, even though I've peed countless times, I notice as I'm zipping myself up, you know.
Little drip
on my fingertip.
Yeah. I'll tell you what makes for a bad combination. Start taking the multivitamins. Start wearing the stark white undershorts, and then realize what's going on in front with that Dayglow yellow drip stain in front of there.
Yeah.
You don't notice it, but when I was shooting this movie a couple weeks back, I found myself changing a lot in front of groups of people. Like, oh no, put these sweatpants on and get these shorts on. You just stand there. You weren't walking back to your trailer. Dayglow, yellow, orange, whiz spot.
And who's to blame for that? You?
No,
certainly not. You're Wang.
That's right.
Am I right?
Absolutely.
I'm blaming my Wang. You know, a lot of people talk about coming up with names for their Wang. I think I've just come up with a name for mine. Jerk! All right. Saturday night, I'm out to dinner with my lovely missus, you know. And the waiter comes up to me, and this is my worst thing. I get attacked. I get shamed, condescended to, patronized by the waiter. Comes up to me, and she says, you still working on that?
Yeah.
Your dinner, she meant.
Take your dish.
I don't need to be talked to like you're my second grade teacher. And I'm not still working on it. I'm still eating it. Thank you very much. In the meantime, please change that phrase and know that you are a jerk. Let's get away from this ugliness. Get out a jerk free card. I wish to pay homage. Whether you're covered in urine or anything else, let me give you the old school remedy for that. It's summertime in Southern California, but anywhere that you live near the coast, and if you don't, get into your car, or if you need to, jump in an airplane and fly to the shore. And I suggest you do this. Lay in the sand. Let the sun form the beads of sweat on your brow. Wait until you can't take it for another second. Rise, stagger to the shoreline, and with your last ounce of strength, collapse into the water. Mm. And there you will be in the sea. And then you can wash off not just the day's soils, but all of society's ills. This is my remedy.
Symbolic.
Yes. You go in there, you wash off all of, like I say, society's poisons, and you will reemerge, born anew, baptized, ready to take on the world and all evildoers out there. Thank you, C. You get the get out of jerk free card this week. Now, back to the ugliness. Number two. Nobody loves sports more than Dave, you know. ESPN, that's where I go. You know, of course, that's home base for me. Every year for a week or two, though, my TV is hijacked. My favorite station is hijacked by poker. Listen to this.
No.
The call. I was surprised by the call. I thought this hand was over with a bet. Now the turn card is a deuce. No help to either player. Jean Robert checks.
That is not a sport. What is it doing on ESPN? If you watch it, if you desire to sit down and spend your weekend watching people play cards, or if you are responsible for putting this over the airwaves, either way, you are a jerk.
I blame the Hollywood celebrity types for getting on this S bandwagon they climbed onto, known as the poker tournaments. It's boring.
Ugh,
it's a nightmare.
It's boring to play in, and I'll tell you why. Poker is about getting together with people you like and having an excuse to smoke a little weed, drink some brews, and make a little fun talk with the boys. It's an excuse, as most things are in life, if you really think about it, whether it's going out to dinner or playing a parlor game. It's an excuse to invite people over you like and hang out and spend some time with those people. This, you're sitting next to a Chinese guy in wraparound sunglasses and a morbidly obese guy. You can't see his eyes because his hat is pulled down over him, and everyone's smoking a Tipperillo. These are people that are socially inadequate. These are the reason they're great at this one thing is because they're horrible at being a human being. They don't have friends. They don't have lovers. They don't have a social life. They don't have a life in general. Thus, they're great at this one thing. An idea that we put cameras on these jackasses and watch it from our own homes, it's a torture.
Yes.
What are we doing?
For a fortnight every year, they become heroes.
Stop deciding these guys are cool or you're heroes. They're losers.
Absolutely.
ESPN has just dealt us a pair of threes.
Yes. And let me explain something, too. Gambling is just as much an addiction as heroin is, all right? So we're sitting around watching people indulge themselves and celebrate in their addiction, thus recruiting more.
Yes. Shall we next affix a camera onto the people sitting in the sports books in Vegas as they watch their horses race?
How about we just film junkies? Hey, look at him. He's shooting up. That reminds me. I need to score some age.
Celebrity shooting up.
Please stop watching it, you flunky losers. The only guys worse than the guys playing it are you losers sitting at home watching it.
Here. Yes. I mean, listen, just to put it into perspective, watching people play poker is even more boring than listening to this particular jerk list.
Now it is time for the creep of the week. Okay.
Mm-mm. You seem in a self-deprecating mood. I hope it's not you again.
No. Creep of the week. He or she is the creep of the week. This one really has my blood boiling.
Mm-hmm.
I've received many emails in the last 24 hours to hit me to this, but my antenna was already raised. Listen to this. Cincinnati Bengals have announced that they've come up with something to report on all the belligerent fans in their stands at the football games. Because, of course, not just the players on the Bengals are all criminals, but apparently they have many in the stands. So now you can report on those creeps in the stands with something that they've come up with called the Jerk Hotline.
What?
Call in and report your jerks. Huh, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? Jerk Hotline.
It was formerly the Jerk Hotline. Kimmel got hold of them and changed the name of it. Said it didn't work.
It was the Jerk Report, now it's the Jerk Hotline.
You can make a jerk report to the Jerk Hotline.
Right.
My head is spinning. ESPN.com also had something about they had a jerk list earlier this week of the list of jerks in the world of sports. Excuse me. I have copyrighted, or at least I should have, the word jerk.
You really
it
should've.
Was an oversight, but I don't need to pay for that just because you are the creeps.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
I got to say, that is your intellectual property.
Thank you.
And that is nothing short of an attack,
Thank
David.
Thank you.
All right. Now, Jim is on the phone. He says we're being a little harsh on the poker players. Yes, Jim?
Yeah, a little harsh. A little harsh.
Well, just the fact that I'm calling boring losers and that anyone who would watch that on TV needs to put a gun in their goddamn mouth because they now, you officially given up on life.
Mm-hmm. Well,
if you're watching poker at home on TV, put a gun in your goddamn mouth because now you have officially surrendered. It's done. We're going to call, you know what? I call that the slaughter rule.
Surprised by the call. I thought this hand was over with a bet.
Now the turn card is a deuce. No help to either player. Jean Robert checks.
That's awesome.
There should be a slaughter rule in life. You know, when your kids are playing Little League Baseball and the opposing team goes up by 13 runs in the third inning, some merciful parent just walks out on the field and waves his hands and says, look, let's go home. This is getting painful. There should be one in life. You know, if you decide that molesting your four-year-old niece is a good idea, let's enact the slaughter rule. Put the gun in your mouth when you decide it's a good idea to watch other folks gamble on TV and play poker.
Would you like me to commit Harry Carey with my lightsaber right now?
I please. Would you do that? All right, we need to take a little break. Piers Morgan. Not Pierce. Piers Morgan is coming in the studio. He's Simon Cowell, one of the judges of America's Got Talent, TV's top show this summer. I think it's down to the last four or five or something. You got the rapping grandma, you got the dancers, you got the yodeler on there. Anyway, we'll talk to him about that, about Simon, and I got some questions about Hasselhoff.
The Hoff?
The Hoff, I'd like answered as well. We'll talk to Piers after this.
It tells me
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show. Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. From the number one TV show this summer, America's Got Talent.
I thought that was pathetic, mate, to be honest.
Here's the guy who made a little kid cry on national TV. The judge from America's Got Talent, Piers Morgan, on the Adam Carolla Show.
Welcome to the show, Piers.
Good morning.
Congratulations on having the number one show of the summer.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And tonight, I should say, is a wild card night, whereas tomorrow's the finals, right? Yeah. Or next week.
Yeah, the finals as well. Tonight, wild card with emphasis on the wild.
So you are friends with Simon Cowell.
Yeah, but don't tell anyone, for God's sake. It's not something you boast about, is it? I am, yes. I've known him 20 long years.
I think it's an interesting concept. I have this theory that these guys are all geniuses, and here's the theory. Guys like Snoop Dogg make smoking weed part of his life and part of his act. Thus, he gets to smoke weed wherever he wants, and no one says anything.
I know where you're going here.
Hide and smoke weed, and people find us and drag us out of our house and arrest us. He's a genius because if he lights up a doobie, he can do it on an airplane or in an operating room, and no one says boo. Simon says,
can be as rude as he likes, right?
Be as rude as he likes. Correct. And when he's being interviewed the other night and someone said, well, congratulations on being nominated for the Emmy. We'll definitely win. Definitely. Saying all the things you would love to say, but you'll be judged for it. Now, if he doesn't say it, he's not being true to himself.
Yeah, I mean, what I've found is that people actually come up to you in the street and say, can you just be rude to us for a minute? So you say, yeah, sure, you suck. Oh, thank you.
Right.
It's good. It's a nice way of living.
It's the English accent, too, that makes it palatable, because if you came from Louisiana and you started spouting that stuff off,
English accent makes you suck sound pithy.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Yeah.
It makes it sound very amusing, witty, apposite. I know what you mean.
You were a former editor of the British newspaper, the Daily Mirror, which is essentially a tabloid, correct?
Yeah, but not sort of in the tabloid way you'd understand. It's not Inquirer tabloid. It's, think New York Post sort of tabloid. Uh-huh. That kind
Classy.
Of thing.
Classy.
Yeah, you're upmarket tabloid, you know.
Maybe you can help shed some light on this with the Brits, who I think we agree we're all fond of, right? I mean, we don't have a beef. Everyone seems to appreciate the country. But it's a weird dichotomy, the part where, you know, you drink tea with your pinky sticking out and say, quiet, and then the obsession with the tabloid news and the Princess Di stuff.
You lot are just as bad as we are.
We're
hillbillies. Nation,
yes, but we drink Mountain Dew and Sunny D. And urinate in the streets.
Look, we're consistent.
We drink tea, you drink Starbucks. Get over it.
But my point is you're a more civil society.
We are, yes.
Yet you have the same obsession with the tabloids, which I find interesting.
My experience, actually, of living in LA is that you guys are very similar to the English in the sense that you're all obsessed with celebrities, just as we are. It's become a global obsession. Mm-hmm. And I see no end to this, unfortunately.
And you were friends with Lady Di, with Princess Di?
Yeah, I knew Dinah well, yeah. She was great fun.
Was she?
Yeah, great. I mean, literally great fun. I mean, whatever else people say about her, she was beautiful and very regal and everything else, but she was hilarious company. I mean,
I heard she was wild.
She would make you laugh like a drain. She was hilarious. Hmm.
How did you hook up with her? Because wouldn't you be her sort of nemesis writing for the newspaper?
She had a view that you got to get sleep with the enemy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So she used to hook us into. I used to get a call saying, "Do you want to come to lunch?" And I'd get there, and there'd be Prince William sitting there in his braces, you know. And I'd be like, "What's he doing here?" And she said, "I think he should meet, you know, the enemy." Uh-huh. And we'd sit there. I remember with William, it was great because the wine came around, started being served. So Diana got a glass of wine. It was Paul Butler. Remember the butler?
Yeah.
Paul Burrell, the butler.
Right.
So he was serving all the wine, and he got to William. He's 13 and a half in his braces, and he said, "Can I have one?" And Diana said, "William, you know you don't drink alcohol." And he said, "Mummy, you know I do." And I was like, "Oh my God, Will's in booze shocker, you know?" I couldn't write a word of it. Like, this is torture. And then by the time he got around to having pictures of Pamela Anderson on his wall at school and stuff, and I was like, "This is a slow torture. I've got to get out of this lunch." Right. I couldn't write it. It's like, you know, giving a tabloid editor all these juicy bones and then saying, "You can't take them home with you." Awful.
And because now you're a friend and you can't stab your friend in the back.
Oh, yeah, I can.
That was smart
of her.
You
can. Well, what do you think about her death and the paparazzi and all that kind of stuff? Do you think there was a conspiracy? Do you think there's anything that we don't know about? Or is it just an accident?
Personally, I think it's an accident. I think if you drive in that underpass in Paris, which I've done, at 100 miles an hour, there's a high risk of crashing. But I've got to say, 99% of the British public believes that there was something funny about it. And I certainly understand Mohammed Al-Fayed, who I know very well. If I'd lost my son in those circumstances, I'd have unanswered questions. So,
Why? That's Dodie's dad?
Yeah.
Why does he think somebody wanted to kill his son, and why did he name his son Dodie?
The second part is a very good question.
Is that a nickname?
We may never know.
No. Dodie's his real name, but he apparently a lovely, sweet guy. I didn't know him. But,
maybe I shouldn't ask a guy named Piers why someone gave their son a kooky name.
Exactly. We've all got ridiculous names. It's just, it goes with the territory.
Piers, is that a popular name in England?
No, it's very old English for Peter. So Peter's the modern-day version of Pierce, but it's definitely not Pierce, as people keep calling me over here.
Sorry.
Pierce is Brosnan, very much last summer's Bond, if you know what I mean.
Pierce, right. you're known for being, you know, the Simon Cowell and critical, etc., but you are a fan of something that happened on the Adam Carolla Show here, which was Adam's conversation with Ann Coulter.
Greatest moment in modern radio history. When you stood up Ann Coulter, God, she's a weird, wacky creature. I loved it. Loved that moment.
She is a wretch of a woman. I didn't have sufficient respect for her because I'm not a reader and I don't watch a whole lot of news outlets on the cable television. So I had no real idea that I should be showing her some respect. To me, she was just a bitchy broad who was calling in late and I was going to put her in her place. But
can we
just
hear it for those who have not?
Can we hear it? I want to hear it.
Sure, we have it. Ann Coulter, who was supposed to be on the show about an hour and a half ago, is now on the phone as well. Ann?
Hello.
Hi, Ann. You're late, baby doll.
Somebody gave me the wrong number.
How did you get the right number? Just dialed randomly? Eventually you got through to our show?
No, my publicist emailed it to me, I guess, after checking with you. But I am really tight on time right now because I already had it.
All right, well, get lost.
Oh, my God. Did you really just hang up on Ann Coulter?
Well, she's tight on time.
I agree with that. I completely agree with that. Yes, I'm tight on time. Go
You're tight on time. I'm tight on time, too. And I don't have time for bitches. So, Pierce Morgan in studio. The best judge from America's Got Talent. Yeah. You owe it. And I now, as a new parent, I will adopt this with my children. Every parent owes it to their child to slap them in the face immediately if they start going into that sing-songy, condescending tone.
Correct.
No. When your kid goes, I would have used Ovaltine, but we didn't have it. Pow! Right in the face. Now, I know you're not supposed to hit your kid, but it'll be the best favor you ever did it, because later on, they'll be at the workplace going, I would have bought the copier toner, but I didn't. And everyone else is going to have to take it at that point. You understand? We have to endure it now as a society, because we can't just reach across and slap your angry puss.
Listen, imagine if Ann Coulter had taken a couple of slaps in the chops when she was young. It would have changed everything.
Yes!
It helped enormously.
We'd be living in a utopia right now.
Exactly.
They'd be singing in the Middle East and holding hands.
She'd be calling you on time as well.
That's right.
But
right.
There's still some discipline in her life.
I blame the parents that let their kids spiral out of control, if you're listening, Mo Damashek. All right. And what about the Hoff, as what he's about the known Hoff? To call himself? Well,
are you familiar with the phrase, out with the fairies?
No, what does it mean? Okay.
Well, English people will know what that means.
Out with the fairies?
Well, it's like there are two planets on the show. One is the planet that the rest of us are on, and the other one's Planet Hoff.
I see. Out with the fairies, means you're just from another planet. It's kind of like smoking a fag
or something like that.
Right.
Exactly.
It's something different, though. Over here, if you say, I was out with the fairies smoking the fags,
yeah,
people are going to judge you.
You know the London Underground system, the tube way, right?
The tube, yeah.
It's like we'd have a saying, he's on the Metropolitan and we're on the Waterloo.
I see. Different tracks.
Right.
Now, the thing about Hasselhoff is, I always like that. There's guys I enjoy, not because I think they're, marvelously talented or anything. I just enjoy watching them, maybe because they enjoy their work even more than I do. But I used to watch Knight Rider and Baywatch and everything, Guilty Pleasure. And I thought he had kind of a sense of humor about himself and perhaps his past. But I think he takes himself a little more seriously than we anticipated.
You're not doing him enough credit. I think he takes himself very seriously. I didn't know he was the biggest TV star in the world until he kept telling me.
Oh, really?
So that was a revelation.
It was an announcement on Planet Hoff.
Yeah, and also I think he's got problems, because every time he goes to London at the moment, some terrible incident happens. He's either thrown out at Wimbledon tennis, or he nearly kills himself on a chandelier in a gym while naked. And then he can't get on a plane. And it's always medication related. And I said to him, Dave, look, if you want me to lend you some painkillers that don't have quite the same reaction with your medication, then that's fine. But just ask,
Well, who does pull themselves off a flight because they've had...
Because he suddenly realized that it wouldn't be right for him to get on the plane.
Why? How does that work? I mean, more importantly,
who goes to a gym in a London hotel, strips stark naked in the gym, and then gashes their hand on a chandelier? I mean, I haven't heard that one before.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you who, the Hoff. All right, we need to take ourselves a break. Piers Morgan in studio. Judge of America's Got Talent. It's on tonight. It's also on tomorrow night. And Regis is doing the hosting duties on NBC. We'll take a quick break, and then we have our own talent competition. Piers will ask you to kindly judge the talent here when we come back.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show. Uncle Dave reads a nursery rhyme for Adam's twins.
There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do. She gave them some broth without any bread. She whipped them all soundly and sent them to bed. That's not a half bad idea. Those bad little kids, that's what they get. No bread, whipped soundly, to bed. Good night.
Call 866-901-ADAM. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
I had to break into the adult voice with the kids yesterday.
Oh.
The
wind
stopped crying. You do that? Oh, no, don't cry. Come on. Come on, look. Come on, little boy. Hey, come on, knock it off. Seriously now, let's go. Jesus Christ, have some goddamn dignity. Mijo!
Wait a second.
I do the baby voice for as long as I can, and then eventually I'm now yelling at
a guy.
Now
you're being unreasonable,
At a
children.
Certain point, I'm yelling at someone on a construction site.
You didn't blow on a little boy and make him stop crying?
I do. And he goes, like Mr. Bill. And then he goes right back into the cry face. And he, yeah. Mijo! Piers Morgan here from America's Got Talent. Only the number one show of the summer. Mazel tov, as we say here in the States. On tonight, 9:30, tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, NBC. We're talking to Piers, who has quite a eclectic background. He's a tabloid, although a classy tabloid, the Daily Mirror. He was, were you editor? Were you a reporter?
I was the editor, yeah.
Editor for that newspaper in England, and friends with Simon and Princess Di. Also, Naomi Campbell,
not
we're
friends.
Talking. She sued you?
She sued me, yes. Yeah. I remember going to court with her, and it was great because she put on this sort of really weird Manhattan voice for the judge, mm-hmm. and he was loving it. And she was like, oh, my God, you know. And he's something like Marilyn Monroe, and he was like, oh, this is, she's so misunderstood. And then we managed to find this video. You may remember of her attacking a passenger on a plane.
Yeah.
Taking
sure.
a picture. And suddenly he was like, you get off me, you bad. And right. you see the judge, the blinkers just coming off. Ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom. And I looked at her, and she was sitting down in the courtroom, and I looked at her and just gave her a big, long wink.
What the...
Game over, Naomi, my little friend.
I've never uttered that sentence.
You will.
Is how do the laws work across the pond? Are they basically the same as ours?
If no, it's much harder in England, much harder, because the libel laws are much tougher in England. So
they are.
Anyone can sue you, and, you know, over here you've got much more freedom of expression. So
really?
You can basically say what the hell you like, as far as I can work out, and no one seems to care.
So she sued you because of something that was written in your
she
tabloid.
Went to yeah, she went to Narcotics Anonymous, mm-hmm. But she rather than choose one of the ones that sort of buried away somewhere, she chose the one in the King's Road in Chelsea in London, probably mm-hmm. the most famous NA in the world, and came out looking like a supermodel. So we argue that she wasn't really making much effort to be anonymous because
so
every,
you reported
every other
person, that.
Yeah, we just
right.
did a picture of her coming out, and she went completely dilally. And mm-hmm. said that we had every right to expose her as a drug addict. What we couldn't say was she was getting treatment for it, mm-hmm. which seemed a very perverse argument to me. So we got to court, and there she was, dressed to the nines, trying to hoodwink this judge. And I remember she kept saying, can you help me with my documents? And the judge would get up, this old boy, he normally sees rapists and murderers.
Right.
And suddenly he's got Naomi in there, and he kept charging over. So I was on a $50 bet to do the same, and I gave evidence. I got up there and said, excuse me, Your Honor, I wonder if you could just help me with my documents. Yeah, he wasn't amused.
Do you,
maybe why we lost.
I have a question. Now, your judges wear the powdered wigs over there?
Yes, they do.
Do you make the black judges wear powdered wigs, if in fact you have
yes,
any?
Yes,
they
do.
Isn't that weird?
Well, there aren't many black judges,
but
because England's a bit behind you guys.
Let's say there's a heavy set woman of color who's sitting up there.
She has to wear white wigs, yeah.
Coming up, sex, sluts, and ecstasy.
I don't know. I would sue you. I would sue as the judge whoever made me wear the stupid powdered wig. I yeah. mean, you need a black version of the powdered wig.
You
if
think
in fact,
so.
Yes.
It doesn't look, it's not a good look, I must say.
It's got to be a nice look. And they wear the gown, right? Do they wear
yeah,
the gown?
Yeah, lots of gowns, yeah.
It'd be rough if you're a heavy-set brother and you're wearing essentially a muumuu and a white woman's wig.
Big white afro.
All right, let's reset here because we were going to do a little talent competition here. I'm not leaving too much time in it in the show for it because I don't have much faith in it because we don't possess much talent here on the show. Piers Morgan here, America's Got Talent. You will judge for us.
Okay.
Jerron?
Yes.
Do you want to go first?
I'll go first.
You will go against our own Dave Damashek?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right. You have a song to sing?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
You know what I say? I say America's Got Talent. Let's go!
That must be annoying after
By
a while.
By the way, can I say that we had a little audition after the show to see who had any special talents?
Yes.
That could be a part of this, and it turns out not a one of us does.
No, Jerron does.
Gross.
Let's see.
She's just so black.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. Other brothers can't deny that when Teresa walks in with the A-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause she knows that butt was stuffed. Deep in a jeans Teresa's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, Teresa, I wanna get with ya and take your picture. My homeboys try to warn me, but that butt you got makes me so horny. Ooh, rump of smooth skin, you say you wanna get in my bins? Well, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I see you dancing. The hell with romancing.
Gotta get him a powdered wig.
Wet. Gotta go like a turbo vet.
Yeah. All right, Jerron.
Thank you, Jerron.
You're welcome, Teresa.
Really wonderful.
And it really was sad when we decided yesterday, well, we'll just make a lap around the studio here and figure out who possesses a unique talent.
Jerron off the hizzle.
And it was like nobody had anything to offer up.
No, I wouldn't give up your day job, mate, if I were you.
Yeah.
I can't compete with a rapping granny.
You can't, no. Maybe her backing band.
I like the yodeling chick.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, she is good. Do we have that, Brian? Any 9-year-old that can do anything really well is being abused at home. Yeah. If you're virtuoso, violin player, you play the harp, or you speak 5 languages fluently, something has gone terribly amiss at home. You're not being let out of the house. Right?
And you said that all the kids have been made to cry.
Every time I make a kid cry, the American public vote them through to the finals. So I've stopped doing that. I made the adults cry this week. There's a real boo-hoo one tonight. It's good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can you give us a hint? Who'd you make cry?
It's a couple who change dresses very, very fast. She just changes her dress 12 times, and they keep doing the same act again and again and again.
Right.
And it's very good the first time. It's like anything. You know, you do it 5 times, it gets boring.
There's a big poof of glittery paper, yes, and she's in a
correct
new gown.
Correct. So I said, look, you're either deaf or dumb, because you're not listening to me or you don't want to hear it. And at that point, the husband walked to the thing, don't you call me dumb? And she started crying, and the whole thing started kicking off. And I was like, it was a bit like that, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I then made a plea to America. I said, do not vote for these people just because they're crying. It's pathetic. Get a grip, all of you.
Right. Dan would like to be judged by the way. Dan? Dan? Oh, did I punch him up? Oh, okay. I'll try it again. Dan?
Hello.
Dan, do you have a talent?
I do impressions.
Uh-oh.
Go on, then.
Sounds like me coming.
Bring on the Pacino.
You guys will judge it.
Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, who's this? Hello?
Is that me?
What?
No, it's Larry King.
Oh, is that Larry King?
Well, if you guys don't like it, y'all, you gotta grab your hands up, little penny.
Oh, okay. It is Pacino.
Great ass.
What do you want? What do you want?
And you got your head all the way up it.
Hey, first off,
wow.
Give Bri-Bri a star over there for coming up with that. It doesn't say Al Pacino on the screen.
I hack impressionists always do. Pacino is just a lucky guess.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's an easy one.
Hey, Dan. Dan. Always, I'm interested in this part of life where you bring up something that the person is about to do and there's no way you could possibly know it and they don't take a moment to acknowledge that. If I was about to do Pacino and the news girl yelled out Pacino, I would say, whoa. How did you know that? Are you in my head, baby? What's going on? I one time was talking to someone and I said, look, tell your loser boyfriend who's probably working at the go-kart track to just keep walking. And then later on in the conversation, oh, yes, I said batting cage. I said, your loser boyfriend's working at the batting cage. You tell that guy. And then later on, we were talking to the woman. I said, by the way, what does your boyfriend do? He works at the batting cage. She didn't find it strange that I knew he worked at the batting cage. You didn't say that to anybody. Well, that's where he works. That's the argument that really stupid people make.
I'm going to guess this guy also has a Schwarzenegger or a Clint Eastwood up his sleeve.
Well, the world may never know because he's dropped out. He's had some dignity. Dave is going to do his impression, but let me say this first. A funny exchange I overheard in the hall. Jerron was coming on, and he was talking to Big Tad in the hallway, and he said, I think Big Tad said, who are you going to be singing about? And Jerron said, Teresa.
Hey, where are the white women at?
And Tad paused and he said, chorizo? And I realized everything sounds like food to Big Tad. Any name sounds like the nearest food to it. So I actually thought Jerron was singing about Mexican sausage. Fantastic. All right. Sorry, Dave. Go ahead with your talent. We're blown away by this.
All right, Piers. Dig this. I'm sure a lot of your friends over in England are hip to this trick. I do it with my nose. Ready? Here we go.
Oh, my God.
No more.
How about that, Piers? Who wins, me or Gerard, the Pacino guy?
We've had worse than that. Trust me. We've had worse. That's like... literally having your teeth pulled out, which is how I felt after most of the audition rounds, actually. So that was very good. No, I think you win, definitely.
But you are yawning right now, to be fair.
Yeah, is there much more of this, to be honest?
No.
I'm reaching my Ann Coulter pitching moment.
You know? Yeah, we're gonna pull the plug on this one. We'll put a fork in it, as we say over here. All right, I want to thank... So Dave gets the win, or as you would know him, not the black guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Pierce Morgan, everyone.
Although Jerron is known as that, too, in some circles.
Yes. Over the phone,
he's... I sung about you.
Over the phone, he's known as not the black guy. Pierce Morgan, America's Got Talent, tonight, tomorrow night, NBC. I had a good time with Pierce and would offer an invitation to you to come back or return anytime you like.
Permanently available.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. I love that.
This is a great show.
It's an
honor to be on it.
Thank you. We will take a break. We will have news when we return.
Yes, I almost wish that Pierce was going to be here for the news because we're doing the Paul McCartney locking his old lady out story.
I introduced Paul McCartney to Heather Mills.
Well, maybe he'll stay for that.
Wow.
Give us a
he's really grateful, as you can imagine.
Will you hang out maybe for that story?
Hey, I'm here, as long as you want.
All right, Pierce, hang out for the news. We'll be back with news, sports, and much, much more after this.
Do yourself a favor. Keep listening. It's the Adam Carolla Show. With program director Jack Silver.
What up, yo? It's your homeboy Jack Silver. Hey, the drought is over. We got a boob-filled show for you. Miss Universe 2006. No idea how to pronounce her name, but I'll just call her Mrs. Silver. From Veronica Mars, Kristen Bell, and WWE wrestler Tori Wilson. Fantastic. Hey, Jack's no math major, but that's at least six boobs. Late.
Thanks, Jack. Call 866-901-ADAM. Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Here's Morgan. In studio, let's face it, the English are just better than we are. I think we're able to admit that at this point.
Is that a question or a statement?
It is a statement.
I agree.
They are just better. Just the use of the word cheers, just having the word cheers, whereas we got dude and bro. You guys have cheers.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Brilliant and cheers.
Well done. Alex is fun.
Alex is rubbish.
Is nice, too. Yeah, and your aluminium. Okay. Pierce is obviously, as we spoke of, the host of America's Got Talent tonight, tomorrow night, NBC. It's getting close, so you got to watch the big finales next week. Is that true?
It is, yeah. The finals next Wednesday, but the wild cards tonight gets completely crazy, so I would tune in if I were you.
And Pierce is not only a judge and a friend of Princess Di and Simon Cowell, but a former editor for the Daily Mirror, so he's going to chime in on some of these stories that Teresa Strasser has in the news.
I'm honored to have Pierce joining me, especially because he's going to have some inside info on the Heather Mills McCartney story, which I'll get to momentarily. But first, Senator Joe Lieberman lost the Democratic primary nomination in Connecticut yesterday. Most analysts agree this was a one-issue election and that he lost because of his support of the war in Iraq. Still, he plans to be on the November ballot as an independent, and a lot of people think he has a chance of winning.
Mm-hmm. All right. Don't care.
Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Pierce, you can help me out here.
Uh-huh.
Heather Mills McCartney. She tried to go home earlier this week, but the locks had been changed by her estranged husband, Paul McCartney. Allegedly, her security guard tried to climb the wall so he could let her in, but the staff got wise and called the cops. Heather Mills' spokesperson said that Heather laughed off being locked out, but mm-hmm. confirmed mm-hmm. Paul McCartney
broke into the bathroom window.
Oh.
Yeah, very good.
Good work.
Very good.
Anyway, Heather Mills' people say she laughed off being locked out, but the couple's joint bank account is frozen, and that's not as funny. Now, you were telling me, Pierce Morgan, that you introduced...
I did. I did. Paul McCartney came to a Daily Mirror awards ceremony, and she made a speech, and actually... You can see on video where he nudges me and says, "Who's that?" And I said, "That's Heather Mills. And she's a great feisty girl and blah, blah, blah." And afterwards I said, "Paul, Heather, Paul." And he ran me last week and said, "Thanks, pal. He just cost me $250 million.
That was a fix-up. But we were discussing during the break, because I asked you, was she really a model? I never really saw modeling photos of her.
Well, when I say model, I think you're looking at the lower end of the spectrum.
She was a model prostitute. No better prostitute.
Was she a prostitute?
She certainly hung around around with very wealthy men and got a few watches, if you know what I mean.
I heard she would hop from one bed to the other.
Aww. Yeah. The really bad news I heard is that McCartney wants the leg back, because apparently he paid for her last pathetic
it
limb.
It cost him an arm and a leg.
And he cost me an arm.
What's the leg back? I assume she lost that because she stepped on a landmine, not because she got clipped on a Vespa.
I think Paul would like her to step on a landmine fairly rapidly.
I'll tell you, that is the number one hot chick cause, the landmine thing. I'm thinking about just putting on a flak jacket and a welding mask and hanging out somewhere.
The thing about Heather Mills is apparently on the day that Diana died, she rang a friend of hers and said, I want to now represent Diana in the landmine game. Mm. Now, on the day, as the body's quivering.
She wanted to be the new spokesman
for landmines worldwide. Now, that's a little bit of a piece of work strategy, isn't it?
Yeah, I got the same deal with Michael J. Fox and the whole palsy thing.
So
I'm stepping
ready.
In. Yeah, I'm poised. I'm ready to make my move. The second something happens to that kid, I jump right in.
So you certainly sound like you'll make an eloquent spokesman calling it the palsy thing.
Yeah, I think it's called Parkinson's.
Listen, I'm gonna get one of those quarterback cheat sheet wristbands that I will go to every once in a while. I'll be going like, you know, this horrible scourge of a disease, Parkinson's disease.
A shaky thing, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not on my meds.
Do most English people think of Heather Mills as a gold digger?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the humorless ones. When she says that she saw the funny side of being locked out of Paul's house, trust me, she never sees the funny side of anything.
She's set for life, though, yes?
Yeah. We're just negotiating. It's like that Winston Churchill line when he apparently said to the Speaker of the House of Commons, a woman, Bessie Braddock, he said, Madam, would you sleep with me for £1 million? And she said, well, I think about it, Winston. He said, would you sleep with me for £1? And she said, well, hang on. What kind of woman do you think I am? He said, Madam, I know what kind of woman you are. I'm just haggling over the price. That sort of brings Heather Mills to mind, if you ask me.
Big so Cad told saying, that exact story in the 6 a.m. hour.
He's
going to say
Winston Churchill.
Yes. So you're saying prostitute.
She's a whore.
Yes.
I didn't say that.
I like the idea that Paul has now washed his hands with her charities, which is funny. He's out planting landmines in parks now.
That's how much he hates her.
Yes.
Okay. Kevin Federline, who you may know his music.
Yeah, the deadbeat, yeah.
He's with Britney. He's with Britney Spears. He's got an album dropping.
Mm-hmm.
And he will also be performing at the Teen Choice Awards.
You know what else drops?
What?
Turds.
And what's your point?
Just saying. An eerie coincidence.
It is. Well, he's going to be performing live at the Teen Choice Awards, which I cannot wait because he's never performed on television. August 20th.
Teen Choice Awards. Hang on.
Yes. Will you be there?
America's Got Talent has been nominated for an award.
Oh, really?
And that's the second time I've heard of this award. Teen Choice.
Well, do you wonder if Kevin Federline is nervous about his music and how people
Who gives a damn as long as we win the award? I don't care what he does.
Well, you're going to hear him anyway.
I know what I have. Like, people, when they hear it, they hear the record, when they see exactly what's put down, then they're going to have to give me respect in that manner. I envision it. I see it. I know what's going to happen. I mean, I'm a likable guy.
Now, you're a judge of likability.
Yeah, well, I interviewed Paris Hilton recently for GQ magazine in England, and it's just come out now that she said she was going to give up sex for a year, which sounds very plausible to me. And she came out with the same stuff about her album.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to sit through four tracks of her album.
Oh.
And how is
it? Well, let's just say I've heard skunks having sex that made a better noise than that.
Wow.
Really?
So, Federer, I think, maybe. What's his name?
Federline.
Federline.
Federer's a tennis player.
Federer, yeah.
Much better.
Federer's a good one, right?
This is Paris Hilton, Stars Are Blind. You wish they were deaf when you hear this.
Piers Morgan here from America's Got Talent, by the way. Yeah, anytime someone has to explain that they know they're talented or they know they're beautiful,
that's
a bad sign. Or that they're likable. That's a bad sign. Or, again, when you announce the world, I'm swearing off of whatever. Or that means you have a problem with
correct.
It. When Paris Hilton says no more sex for a year, it's like saying no more heroin, no more coke, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, you have a problem with coke in order to say no more. You don't think my mom just announces from North Hollywood, no more coke every 10 minutes, do you think?
Paris had also, she'd never heard of Tony Blair, which I thought was quite endearing, actually.
Yeah.
Quite a few English people wish they'd never heard of Tony Blair, so I sort of empathize with her on that one.
Okay,
Paris is just an oversized human condom.
That was the guy from TMZ.com interviewing Paris. Okay, last story, a little something to cheer you fellas up. You may be worrying as you age that your sexual prowess will fade, but there's an 88-year-old guy lives in India. He has sex daily. In fact, his 43-year-old wife is pregnant. His secret, long walks, drinking camel's milk, not smoking or drinking. He's also said that he's figured out that there's a best time, a prime time for sex. He says every single day he has sex with his wife between 2 and 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm. So she vomits between 4 and 6 a.m.? And listen, you old bag of bones, and all you old people that are out there defying the odds as hang gliding or climbing mountains, knock it off. It makes us sound horrible. The idea that you're having sex more than we are, the idea that you're doing more with your life, the idea that you're more virile, I don't like it.
Make us feel small.
Yes. I'm sitting home watching TiVo waiting to die, and you're on top of your wife that's half your age? Knock it off.
Think of someone other than yourself for once, you jerks.
With that's an assist right. from Piers Morgan, I'm Teresa Strasser, and that was the news.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Well, real thrill, not just Piers joining us today, but we have a very special guest in one moment. First, let me just quickly say about our national pastime. It's an exciting time for the L.A. Bums. Dodgers have reeled off 11 in a row now. They're just a half game out of first place because the Padres lost over in the junior circuit. Halos beat the Tribe. Oakland, though, has won 6 in a row, so they're still up 3 games in that. But now, like I say, we're a mere 28 days away from the NFL's kickoff. Mm-hmm. But just this past weekend, a great, great event, as always, the annual event, the Hall of Fame induction ceremony in Canton, Ohio. And on the phone right now, legendary Raiders coach and NBC analyst John Madden.
John Madden calling in.
That's right.
Wow.
Highest winning percentage of the coaches in the Hall of Fame, I found out. I was surprised by that. John?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, you know, I'm going with Hall of Famer John Madden is my new name. Hall of Famer John Madden.
Sounds, nice. Yeah, it's a nice ring to it.
Did you see the mustard blazer that I was wearing there?
Yeah.
I got a ketchup sweater and a relish tie, and I'm Hall of Famer Hot Dog John Madden.
Well, you gave a wonderful speech, John, but, you know, who is it, just for the people who miss it, who do you want to thank for getting into the Hall?
Well, I want to thank all the little people. I mean, I think that, and that's pretty much everybody when you put them next to me, but, you know, everybody who's out there, and especially Brett Favre. I mean, he wasn't there yet, but Kenny Stabler was my Brett Favre, and he might have been the Brett Favre before Brett Favre was ever Brett Favre, and then Troy Aikman became a pre-Brett Favre, and now Brett Favre is Brett Favre, and he might not even be Brett Favre anymore, but they're still the name.
He's our Beckham, by the way, Pierce, for, yes. If you're confused. Sorry, John. Keep going.
Yeah, and when you see and you when you realize that, and
sounds like David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, that's Hall of Fame Hasselhoff. H-O-F, yeah. Hall of Fame Hoff, and the Hoff should be in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, yeah, David Hasselhoff. Prescription drugs Brett, Hall of Fame. Yeah.
He's a Brett Favre of shirtless guys in the 90s. I mean, that, you know, you look at the Hoff and you say, hey. This guy, he's America, and what does America have? Talent.
Yes, that's right. I'm glad you're enjoying the show.
Well, what a thrill, John, for you that, you know, now you're in the Hall of Fame, but that's just the precursor to the real event. 6-7 years from now, you're going to be joined in the Hall of Fame by Brett Favre himself.
Yeah, that would almost be as great as being joined by that angel guy, the 6'7" angel guy from America's Got Talent. And that guy, whatever that
he's the on guy the show tonight, that guy, Leonard the Magnificent.
Yeah, the Magnificent.
The Magnificently Useless.
Yeah, well, that's why you get that and you put that after Brett Favre. You just take his The Magnificent and it's Brett Favre the Magnificent. I mean, it sounds a whole lot better all of a sudden.
Well, you're on cloud nine, John.
You guys know that the bus, you hear that's part of the speech where I said the bus talked to each other, and
sure. Yeah, I did. You're waxing poetic about the just that for clarity. The bus, you know, when you get into the Hall of Fame, they make a bronze bust of you and they put it in there. And at night, John said they must talk back and forth to each other.
First of all, they used up all the material, the bronze on my head, so they'll never do another one.
There's none left in the world at this point.
All the bronze was used to make my bus.
Start melting down bells in order to get bronze from
You got to use recycled bronze, no more new bronze. And I said, if you, after the everybody sees the Hall of Fame, they see the bust, and the workers see the bust, and at the end of the night, one guy closes the door, and he locks it and turns off the lights, but not in that order. And the
right.
and the bus talk to each other. And I mentioned Newt Rockne in the speech. He's not in the Hall of Fame, I found out. But then I realized, hey, he probably talks to them telepathically.
Right.
Right.
Very poetic.
Well, maybe since you're out of the bronze, then we can we'll just carve Brett Favre's out of a turducken.
Yes. Yeah, you know that. I mean, it was stuffing the chicken into a duck into a turkey into a peacock this year, and that's the new NBC thing. And then maybe, I mean, the great thing about NBC is be able to say both syllables in the word peacock without getting in trouble with the FCC.
All right, we're running a little late here, John. We need to take a break. We appreciate you calling in, and again, congrats on the election to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and there you go.
Okay, John. Thought you were going to say something for a second there. Piers Morgan, thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Cheers. A delight. Cheers. Brilliant work. We will take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
Do yourself a favor. Keep listening. It's the Adam Carolla Show.
Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. Last Friday, Adam went on a 9-minute rant about the uselessness of traffic reports with our Los Angeles traffic reporter, Tori Signal.
Morning radio and radio in general breaks away for news, traffic, and weather every 4 minutes. Who gives a good goddamn?
Hey, everybody.
Slow and go on the 101. Look out for brake lights, mattress and lanes on the 405. Nobody cares. I don't know why we have to break away for it all the time. But, Tori.
Yes, dear.
For somebody who's doing a job, I don't care about you doing a magnificent job of it.
Thank you.
Now, Tori, the traffic lady, is here to defend herself and traffic reports in general on the Adam Carolla Show.
Yes. Tori Signal in studio.
Hi, Adam.
Good to see you.
This is so great. Hi, guys.
To be fair, I went on a rant. It's been one I used to do.
A rant? A singular rant?
I used to do it on Loveline all the time, although we didn't have a traffic person on Loveline. But I did it early on this show, and I let it go. I let it go.
For
but then,
5 minutes?
No, I had not talked about how useless your job is for many, many weeks. But then Friday's bitch bag came around last week, and you inexplicably and naively brought it up. You tore the scab off my traffic wound, and then you got me focused on it again, and then you felt my vitriol.
Well, it wasn't... It
seriously,
is,
feel it.
It was...
Touch the vitriol.
It's big.
Thank you.
It's not inexplicably, because everybody was saying how wonderful you are, that you'll never be in the bitch bag, ever. You're so great, and I'm screaming in my headphones to Bill.
Bill the board, board up.
Bill the board up, and I'm saying, do these people have short-term memory? He made me cry. What is going on?
Did you really cry and take it personally? Because it's not
very,
you.
I got very upset, but it was me at the beginning. Although he doesn't want to accept it, he made fun. He was like, the sound is horrible, or voice is horrible, and blah, blah.
Now, look, you're like Teresa hearing she's fat when Jack Silver is complaining about her news.
No matter what he says, all I hear is I'm fat.
I never said your voice was horrible. There's two horrible things about traffic. One, the traffic report exists. That's a complete waste and utter waste of everyone's time. Two, the fact that they play this stupid techno music behind it that all the stupid white people have to pretend like they enjoy when in fact we don't. I don't know who decided that this techno music needed to be the bed behind our life, needed to be the soundtrack for our life. All the 40-year-old whiteys out there who never listened to it at home. I don't know why.
I feel like I'm about to get a traffic report right now when I'm just hearing it.
But it's a stupid, generic techno music that then plays behind the information that you'll never use. That is a 1-2 punch I can't recover from. Now, I feel overall, and again, I have nothing against you personally.
And
although,
you like her voice, right?
Hey, you do a real good job.
Bang
and I know that
job.
Sounded condescending, but I would screw that up every morning.
Well, thank you.
I would screw it up. The one thing I definitely couldn't do is read that and not screw it up. So my tip of the hat to you. But it's unnecessary because nobody uses it.
If I may, I
please defend yourself.
I came equipped.
All right, go ahead.
With a study. Ruska, can you... if you can have him read just the starred points.
Why don't you read it?
Read it.
No, it has to come from the man.
No, read the study. Read the study. Go ahead.
Okay. the study says by Edison Media Research, the study was done. It says that people, so many people listen to the traffic reports, they even break away from their MP3 players, their satellite radio, 90% of the people.
Right.
What am I getting buzzed?
They listen. All right. They listen. Right. And 55,000 Americans died last year of secondhand smoke. There's a study for you. Do you believe it?
Look.
Keep going.
Is this... No, it's just... It's
all right.
You,
they
Teresa,
listen
please.
To it. How many actually use it?
Says 90%. More than 90% of radio traffic listeners pay close attention to the reports.
Who has used one in the last year? What percentage? Here's all you have to figure out. Minutes spent listening to the traffic report every year. Minutes saved by actually executing something based on the traffic report. I would say it's a 1,000-to-1 ratio.
I can clarify the study. It does say that more than 90% of radio listeners pay close attention to the report. It does not say whether they actually use the report.
Who has altered the route to work based on the traffic report in the last year? And how many times and how much time has it saved you versus all the traffic reports? I hear them. They're on television now. I hear them on every station. Of course, it's not just ours. And it's played all through the day.
Okay,
you probably hear 20 of these a day.
Adam, there's a reason for that. If it's on everywhere, then it must be important. No?
No. There's parsley by the side of every plate. It's not important.
It serves a purpose.
No, it does not.
It serves a purpose.
That's what I'm saying.
Parsley.
There are things in life that we've gotten used to, we've grown numb to. You have to numb yourself.
If there is parsley on the plate, it means that you have potential bad breath from what you've just eaten. You should chew on the parsley.
But nobody chews it. That's my point. It's there, but nobody chews it. Look, here's
maybe
how
you
it works.
Chew
here's
it.
Here's how life works. An idiot comes up with a horrible idea.
Damn, she
30
said
years
you got
ago.
Bad breath, bro.
And we all follow along.
I like Tori. She's hanging in there with Adam, that's not easy.
Let's hear it. Let's hear Brian. Wake up. Let's hear one of our. Let's hear one of our traffic reports from this morning, if we could, please.
And then Hacienda Heights E60 between Hacienda Boulevard and Fullerton Road.
Where?
Two right
Fullerton
lanes
Road.
Down and out.
Wait
because
a minute,
of an earlier crash.
That's
who
not
cares?
Even me.
That doesn't matter.
You reported on the
traffic?
Hacienda Heights story, didn't you?
I've done Hacienda Heights only because Adam loves. He doesn't know
she
where it
broke
is.
It.
I don't know where the Fullerton Road is. I don't know where Hacienda
Diamond
Heights
Bar.
Is. What percentage?
Sigler canceled now in Norwalk
Thank
for the
you.
605
Norwalk.
Southbound. All lanes
Where's
cleared.
Norwalk?
What percentage of people that are listening are driving through Norwalk on the 605?
Plenty.
Plenty?
Plenty.
More
What's
than
in
50%?
Norwalk? It's...
How many? What percentage of our listeners are driving in Norwalk?
What area would you like me to cover?
No area! It's unnecessary! It's not necessary. You're wasting everyone's time.
And a Sigler alert in Newhall for the northbound 5
Newhall.
At Calgrove.
Adam, let me ask you this question.
Car, the on-ramp.
Dave, do you know where you've been in this town for 11 years? Could you find Newhall for me?
6 years. I have no idea where anything is. Let me ask you this, though, Ace. What is your answer, though, to this? This is a woman, you see, flesh and blood sitting across you, lovely creature.
Yes.
They all.
Would you have her put out of a job as a result of this?
No.
What becomes of her?
She would become my gardener.
Ah,
I would get her a gig. Tori, you got to understand, whenever a factory closes down because they're creating munitions for a tank that doesn't exist anymore, everyone makes the argument, well, these people are going to be out of work. What are we to do? Well, figure it out, because we don't need it anymore. It's unnecessary. I say, what's wrong? Having people out of work, what's worse? People out of work or the people creating something that is not being utilized?
I'm just relieved that she's not the new sports person.
All right.
I think it is being utilized, but you know what? I mean, do you have a better solution for my 30 seconds?
Zero. We'll make our show 30 seconds longer.
That is so mean. I can't believe I've come all the way down here.
Oh, I'm saying.
Just getting,
she
just
has come down
up,
here to try to try and make peace.
I came
and it's
here
not
to smoke
out.
The peace pipe. And
I will say one other thing, though. In her defense is we do sell the advertising, so we do make some money.
All right. Well, let's just admit we don't need it. We don't use it. Nobody listens to it. Nobody utilizes it. And then we can continue. If everyone's all right with having their day, here's the deal, everyone. You have 24 hours in a day, you have 365 in a year, and you have maybe 80 in a lifetime. If you want to give a certain percentage of that to something you'll never use and serves no purpose, then so be it.
This is so sad.
This is what we're doing in our lives.
This is so sad.
Well,
this is easy. He was much harder than me at 6 o'clock.
No. Look, I don't, I have nothing against you personally. Nobody uses the traffic report.
This is, you don't use it, Adam. You don't, you equals everybody.
Tori, this is your last chance.
Thank
Let
you.
It all out.
This Who is, uses it?
Everybody.
You don't use it yourself. How many times have you altered your route to work?
I come to work at 4 in the morning.
Ah, so you don't use it yourself.
Can't you two see that you're in love?
Chris?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
You want to defend Tori?
Well, I've enjoyed her work for a long time.
Oh, see?
But okay. I think the kicker was about 3 months ago, she brought up a Sig Alert out in the Devil's Playground.
Is that near Zizzix?
No, it's in my underpants.
It's like Zizzix or Calico Ghost Town, and it's so far removed from L.A.
All right, don't bet. I thought you were going to support Tori. Listen, Tori, don't worry. You have a gig as long as we have people that are dumb enough to buy advertising on it. You'll be fine.
Can I have...
Nothing personal. That's okay. What I'm saying.
Okay. Can I have some flavored coffee while I'm here?
Oh, no. Now it is on. Tori Signal, everybody. What feels like 20 or 30 times a morning on this show, you can listen to her. I'm going to give you a big condescending hug as soon as we go to break.
We had Teresa cry on the show. Now we're about to have Tori. Mm-hmm.
Oh, baby. Come on.
That was four months ago, but I hope you continue to bring it up daily, you bastard.
Oh, it's going to come up again on Friday.
You're all worthless in a week.
Listen, Tori, how about the fish report?
Yeah.
That's something I could get behind.
Farm report? Yeah, you know, whatever.
All right, listen. If you yell... Drive like champions, you bastards. At the end of every report, yes. You're now in my good graces.
I have no problem with that.
All right, tomorrow.
No
case right. Trading.
We'll be back after this.
Do yourself a favor. Keep listening. It's the Adam Carolla Show.
Yeah. All right, Tori. I hope she's... sticking to the surface streets on the ride home. Because it's slow and go on the 405. You got to look out for brake lights. Look out for brake lights. Thanks for that heads up. All right. What are those things? Those beacons on the back of automobiles that seem to illuminate when people slow down? We're going to write this down. Mattress and lanes, everybody. All right. We're going to take ourselves a little extendo break. Big show tomorrow. Although I can't remember who's in, but according to Jack Silver, lots of boobies. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying mahalo.